And your mom did say I was hot.
Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie.
You f*** my mom, I'll f*** yours.
You little freak.
Anthony.
I find you repulsive.
Whore. Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
It is Opie and Anthony. Hello, how are you guys? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Do you think Rudy did a good job with the whole Millennium celebration there, OD?
Yeah.
It was there.
He did a great job. He penned up the people like cattle. I loved it. We were like sheep. I looked down onto 7th Avenue. Every block, they had metal cages. People were in cages. They had a little strip down the side of the block, so emergency vehicles to get through. But then they caged people up for like 9 to 12 hours where you couldn't leave your cage. If you left your cage, you could not get back into your cage. So you had to crap and whiz in your cage.
It reminds me of when they hosed me down. Damn you all to hell! It's a madhouse! A madhouse! My God, I came to Times Square to see the ball drop. That beautiful, wonderful crystal ball. And what do I get? Giuliani caged me up like an animal. I wore nothing but a loincloth. Thank God it was warm that night. And I was caged up with other humans. That's where I met Nova. Nova. I gave her my own Waterford crystal ball. Damn you. Then when the troops came in to hose down the crowd. Damn you, it's a madhouse.
Were they mounted police?
My God, mounted police. They were those big gorillas on the horses. Like the ones that cut out my friend's brain.
Hey, you know that guy that my friend had got his brain cut out on Planet of the Apes? Did he not look like Lord Comeover?
That hairdo, my God! Lord Comeover, they cut out his brain!
But I watched as the millennium spun over into 2000
from a cage. Damn you, Mayor Giuliani. We are not animals.
Yes, boy. It was hard to keep my horse in the cage. I was stepping on some homeless. I think I saw Ziggy.
Damn you. It was Ziggy or Dr. Zayas. Boy, did they look alike? And they smelled alike. Like dirty ape. Damn you.
Oh, man. Yeah, they caged everyone up. So you look down 7th Avenue. All you saw was cages. And then the intersections, which were blocked off by the blue police barricade. You couldn't move. I mean, they did a bang-up job of keeping everybody penned up. But then they're taking dumps and whizzing.
Well, people actually doing that?
Yeah!
Know who was reporting that? Swear to you, too?
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw. I'm not kidding. He was talking about how, you know, the people, if they needed to take a dump or a leak, they couldn't. They had to stay in their little caged-in area.
Here it is. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. It is now 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 hours before the ball drops in Times Square, ushering in the new millennium. Millennium. And people have been penned up for hours, are taking whizzes and dumping here on 7th Avenue. Please, no pooping, no taking jumps on this Millennium Eve. The beautiful Waterford crystal ball, which will be dropping here in Times Square, and I have to look at dumps dropping all over Times Square. Look, there's Katie Couric squatting in front of the Olive Garden here in Times Square. Unbelievable.
Hey, Tom, watch out for Al Roker.
Oh, my God. Not Al Roker. Look at everyone urinating, a golden river just flowing down 7th Avenue to hear my high above perch or science fan. Been awake for days. Ain't a little woozy. I think I'm going to go uptown and cop some crack and try to stay awake for the millennia. Oh, look, here goes Matt Lauer being washed away in a river of urine as we bid farewell to Matt Lauer as he goes down one of these storm drains. The manhole covers welded shut. I fear we shan't see Matt Lauer again. And Katie Couric still pounding him down like the drunken slob she looks like. My God.
Hey,
Katie.
Tom, what happened to Al Roker?
Al Roker, well, he's high atop the building. It is not a Waterford crystal, it's Al. They have impaled big, fat Al Roker on the pole, and he will be dropped at midnight, ushering in a new McGonagall as he hits the pavement below. Al Roker will be ushering in the new McGonagall. Now I, too, have to take a dump.
All right.
And I don't have any bathroom facilities either. So I'm going to go outside of MTV Studios, see if I cannot hook up with my homie Puff Daddy, where he can escort me to the best place to take a dump. Tom Brokaw, ever seen a... That's right, Katie. Here I am, high above Times Square, on this Oh, my goodness. Maybe this will straighten out that dopey lisp I have. I'm a little backed up. Oh, that was a good one. Tom Brokaw, my new theme. Right on cue. That's hitting the post. And look, I hit Katie. Oh, that one's going to hurt. I wish I had some handy wipes.
Oh, man. Well, thank you, Tom, for stopping by.
No problem. I'll just stay on the snooze right here on the console.
All right. Very good.
For the new one.
Opie, you're a sick ass man. Anthony,
you're not a jackass. You're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
Opie and Anthony.
How often do you get to listen to somebody's cell phone through somebody's uterus?
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
How's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, how's your home? Family, how is your whole family? How's your home?
How's your home?
Family, how's your home?
How's your home?
Family, how's your home?
How's your home?
Family, how is your whole family?
How's your dick?
Dictation machine, how's your dick?
How's your dick?
Dictation machine, how's your dick?
How's your dick?
Dictation machine.
W.
Talking about cocks, cocktails, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Excuse me.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Yeah, what you could do for me is turn that crap off. I have kids here in the house.
You started drinking a little early this Friday,
listen,
man.
Listen, buddy, what I do in my own private time is my business, okay?
She's worried about the children. She's sauced.
Listen to me. Hold on a second. Shut up over there.
Hey, can you put the teeth back in your mouth so we can understand you?
You find that very funny, to pick on me, huh? Pick on me.
Yeah.
What I want you to do
blah, blah, blah.
Is take that crap off the radio. Blah, blah, blah. You poopy face. Okay?
Well, she showed you, Opie.
Opie. What an ingenious name, radio name there.
Well, you know what? You smell.
You are fuck, I know. You dead. You're an asshole.
Might I add, nya.
Listen to me very carefully. If you don't take that music off, and I'm not kidding with you, I'm going to come down there, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'll wait outside the radio station. What would you address?
You can't even walk straight. You're drunk.
You ain't going nowhere.
Stop it.
Foster home should have your kids. You're a
you
mess.
You better leave me alone.
Listen to you.
I'm going
to
beat my kids because of you now.
Your kids?
Because of you, cockaface.
Those poor kids.
I love my children with all my heart, and I can't have them listening to this.
Well, when
okay?
you find them, give them a kiss. They're probably lost in your pigsty house that you probably run.
So it's funny to make fun of me because I'm poor now. See, make fun of me because I'm a woman.
You
because poor. I don't like
if
my
you live in a frigid air box, it's probably clean.
Oh,
you know,
make fun of me, it. Don't you? Make fun of me. I'm going to send my girlfriend down there to kick your ass. What do you think of that?
You're a mess.
I hate you.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Oh, Opie, wow.
More stupidity on the way.
1027 WNEW OP.
What is it going to take for us to pitch you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. OP and Anthony.
We just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027 WNEW.
Talk about OJ real fast.
Yeah, OJ back in the news, huh? with a 911 call.
Let's check out the 911 call.
All right.
Hey, police and fire, where's your emergency?
We have a problem here. I'm trying to get a girl to go to rehab and doing drugs with paper.
Does anybody there need rescue?
We've been doing drugs for 2 days with Pedro Guerrero, who just got arrested.
Okay.
She's on cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No, it's not like
anybody I, have any weapons?
No.
That's my favorite. Anybody have any weapons? No.
Not this time.
Not this time. She had to ask if anyone was getting hit or hurt or if he has weapons.
Does the woman have another mouth under her mouth now that's really bloody?
Not this time.
I got to hear that again.
Cocaine, and I'm trying to get her to leave her house and go into rehab right now.
Is anybody hitting anyone right now?
No.
Anybody have any weapons?
No.
The girl needs rescue.
No, she doesn't need a rescue.
No. Now, don't get started on that again.
No.
No weapons. That's in the golf bag. I mean, I don't know where the knife is.
That's in a lake in Chicago.
Don't make me get on a plane. Oh, I cut my knuckle on the 9 when I was dialing 911. That's where the blood's from. I swear. Where's Robert Kardashian? Help me, please.
It's like, nope.
What a tool.
No. Don't think that. No.
Is anyone
like
hurt? Need rescue?
No.
I love, don't make me get in a Bronco.
Now, what is he doing? Does he call 911 back? Oh, no, 911 calls his home, I believe.
I guess they were disconnected or something, and then 911 usually calls back.
Okay, so here's the second.
Hello, half. OJ House.
Oh, police.
Hey,
I want you to call the police.
Hello?
This is the deuce.
Now, what happened?
I don't know.
You hear OJ going, I want you to call the police.
Well, I had to hit her over the head with the phone receiver and we were disconnected.
I like them.
The police department.
No, she left, and I don't know what to do about it. Matt, I'm frustrated. This guy, Pedro Guerrero, got arrested for having 15 keys of cocaine recently. This girl spent the last 2 days doing drugs with him. Me and a friend just came over and said, you're going into a rehab. She got mad. She just got in her car. She drives a Mercedes. She lives in the crossings. Now she is loaded out of her mind in her Mustang driving around town.
What color is the Mustang?
It's white.
Like a Bronco.
Is she black or white?
She's a white girl. Okay, thank you. I got to go and see if I can find her. Okay.
That's all I need, a white girl.
This has got to be a comedy routine.
I believe Al Cowling's driving.
OJ, call 911. Is OJ putting out a prank call tape? Is that what's going on here?
The best of OJ.
Right.
I call 911 around the country. Get my 911 comedy tape. OJ calls 911.
Hello, 911?
911 operator.
Is your refrigerator running now?
Yes, it is.
Well, you better catch it.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
What do you mean?
Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Yes, we do.
Well, you better let him out before he suffocates. That's the O.J. Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
He's a big old man.
Hello. Is this 911?
Yes.
Do you have 10-pound balls?
Yes, we do.
How do you walk? You must get the best of O.J. Simpson. I gotta go now. I gotta find her.
He's all concerned. Man, is he bored, huh?
Oh, man.
I was hoping he would do the famous butt plug
prank call. Hello, 911?
Yes.
I'm looking for Michael Hunt. Is he there? He goes by the name of Mike. Laugh along with your favorite murderer, OJ. 911?
Yes.
Butt plug.
Bug box?
Butt plug.
What are you looking for?
Butt plug. Butt plug. Don't make me cut your throat, mother.
Does OJ do any, character voices on his prank call tape? Kind of like the Jerky Boys?
I'll come down there with my toolbox. I'll bash your head in with a ratchet or a knife. I'm OJ. Oops, I just cut myself on a piece of foam rubber. I better fly to Chicago.
Oh, man.
That's the OJ Simpson 911 comedy tape. Order yours now.
Friggin' OJ, man.
He's back.
He's
I love
back,
him.
Thank God.
It's beyond moronic. It's submoronic.
Oh, 1027.
I'm sitting in Los Angeles jail. In the dirt. California's got that death penalty.
mouth. We're pissing someone off.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, yeah. We're out of control. We're so wacky.
All right, knock it off. 1027 WNEW.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face. That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.
And it's FU Friday. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Anthony?
What's happening?
Not much. Not much at all.
Yeah.
I only had about 100 messages on my machine when I got home last night.
Yeah.
My brother, it was hilarious. Brett was, he felt so bad for us. He goes, because if anyone's a fan of your show.
Yeah.
Our show, obviously. They would know how much, before yesterday, we looked up to The Rock.
Kind of liked The Rock, yeah.
Even though we're in our 30s, he's like a superhero in our eyes. You know, we really, really enjoyed.
Very entertaining to watch, you know.
What he did for the WWF. And, yeah. And, you know, we admired the guy and all that. And,
wow.
And then just to have what happened yesterday to us, that's what my brother felt worse about than anything that actually went on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a little rough yesterday.
Because it was kind of like seeing Superman without his cape, and no one wants to see that ever.
I don't know. You know, after mulling it over for a night, thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
It kind of like pisses me off a little bit.
Oh, without a doubt. I've lost all respect for The Rock, and I could care less what he does in the WWF from this moment on.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, I don't think that was necessary. I think he could have gotten more of his facts straight. I think he made up his mind and walked without really knowing what the real deal was.
Right.
You know?
Well, I guess we're going to play the uncomfortable.
Oh, are we?
The uncomfortable part of the interview.
Oh, no.
Just because, I mean, the response on it is just unbelievable. We're going to do it a little later, though, because Lewis Black's coming in here at 3:30.
Oh, no.
But later on in the show, we'll definitely rehash the whole thing. But you know what? I mean, my blood today is absolutely boiling. It really is because, you know, we were blindsided. I swear to you, and I said it right to his face, man to man. I had no freaking idea what he was saying.
Yeah.
And that is the God's honest truth. And he was expecting us to, you know, just trash Sick Boy in front of his face. We didn't have any of the facts at the time or anything.
Let me tell you something about my side of this whole thing. I visit Sick Boy's site a lot,
mm-hmm.
The X-Wrestling. And I've seen what's on the site. You know what it is? It's satire. It's comedic writing. It's funny. It's not. And it is really politically incorrect. I mean, talk about goofing on everybody. I mean, everything. You could go there and see the writers on that site goofing on gays, Jews, blacks. Everybody, Italians, doesn't matter. That's what that site is like, is about. Now, on the other hand, like he said or asked, no, we don't have anything to do with the site. I enjoy going there like I enjoy going to thousands of websites. But I don't think he understands that that's what that site is about. And we didn't have anything to do with it. But that doesn't even matter at this point. Sick Boy is a guest on our show, as was The Rock. As was Jeffrey Ross that day. You know, we don't screen our guests to see who they're either affiliated with or what businesses they own or anything.
Yeah.
They come on our show. If they do good radio, if we like them, they will return. That's it.
You know, I did some research on Jeffrey Ross. I didn't know he was a kid toucher.
Oh, my God.
You know, if I knew he was a kid toucher, we wouldn't have him in yesterday.
Oh, my God. Opie, that is absolutely false. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Jeffrey, I'm just kidding.
My God.
Just kidding, Mr. Ross.
But, yeah, Sick Boy guest on our show.
Right.
Just like a bunch of other guests that we've had in the past.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
No biggie, Rock. He didn't have to freak out like that. I understand it's a touchy issue with him.
And I don't care how blown up he is and how big he is, because he is absolutely
not
huge.
Today, because he's not here.
Well, he truly, in my eyes, he's not even a man. And I'll tell you why. Because after the segment was over and we went into commercials and I told him what I knew about the situation and explained his point of view,
yeah.
Any other man
would at least stick around and maybe discuss it for 5 minutes. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? But what did this big, huge mother effer do? He just turns around and walks right out. Well, without even giving us a chance to discuss this further.
I'm not going to lay into him because...
I don't give a crap, man. You know what? I am so freaking pissed today.
Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because it seems like you're being a pussy if you're talking like that when he's not sitting here, so I'm not going to do that.
No. I'll give him the forum to come back today, Anthony. He's in the area, okay? It proves I'm not a pussy. If the Rock wants to come in today and we'll discuss this further, fine. All right? That proves I'm not a pussy. I know he's still in town. He's doing another book signing tomorrow.
Right.
Or today. I don't know.
Cool.
So if he wants to call in, that's great, too. But he's not even a man in my eyes because he wouldn't discuss it further after we left the radio show. After the commercials. They all just ran out of here.
They did just pull it out.
That is what I am pissed off about. And if he really wants to get on this racism soapbox of his, okay, why doesn't he look in within the company he works for? And by saying that, I am totally for what the WWF does.
Right.
Okay? But if he really is that concerned, you know, he makes a pretty good living from a company that that exploits stereotypes. Let's face it.
Sure.
And I have no problem with that. Yeah, no problem whatsoever.
It's entertaining.
We exploit stereotypes on this radio show.
It's funny.
It is funny.
And like it's funny when you watch it on WWF and you see The Godfather come out. And he's dressed like a pimp, and he's pimping hoes and smoking weed. You know? I mean, come on. That's not a stereotype?
I hear on The Rock's website he has a whole section on trailer park trash.
Yeah.
Some people would find that very offensive, Rock.
Right. I don't know.
But I swear to God, I am so freaking pissed today. And right after the show, one of the representatives from the WWF, left me a voicemail. And I called her right back. Because I was still like, what the hell, I'll discuss this, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't even want to discuss it anymore. But I got her on the phone, and she goes, we heard the rest of the show after we left, and we're not pleased whatsoever. Not pleased whatsoever. And then she was convinced that we, like, controlled the phone calls and just made, so the people that were on would agree with what we were saying. That's not what we did whatsoever.
There were plenty of calls of people that... say, you know, we acted wrong, or we looked stupid, or, you know, we were the a-holes. We put those through, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? We censor the calls?
No. And it's too bad, because we do have a good relationship with the WWF, but I could care less about The Rock now.
Yeah.
What a... Steve from the unofficial website, who was in the studio yesterday. Steve, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I liked your posting on the unofficial website today about this whole thing.
Yeah, you know, I got home last night, talked to Sick for a couple minutes, and needless to say, he was a little shocked, you know, still about the whole thing. I know he hung with you guys for a while. Personally, I went out afterwards and got drunk.
I went home and went right for the wine.
Yeah.
Big bottle of red.
Yeah, that was a little stressful, to be perfectly honest. But you know something, in retrospect, that guy, you know, had he known about it, which it certainly sounds like he did, he should have said something.
Yeah, obviously.
He should have said something to you guys about it, and he didn't handle himself very well, and any amount of apologizing wasn't going to change his mind, and that's what sucked about it.
Well, that's fine, then. Why don't we discuss it off air, or why don't you be a man and call us today?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I told him the truth. I had no freaking idea about this.
I mean, he lumbered out of there like a 280-pound crybaby. I mean... for lack of a better analogy, but...
Corky Rock.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and how many racial stereotypes has this guy used in his wrestling matches? Personally, I don't know. I'm not a huge...
I could give you all sorts of info on that, but it's whatever. I mean, if he really wants to get into this issue, he should look right where he's working.
Yeah,
he makes
exactly.
And you know why?
Bad.
You know why he never will, though?
What?
Because he makes way too much money.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and it's political to a very large extent.
And then he can look like he cares about those issues by bashing some guy's website or a radio show.
Of course. And, you know, the fact is he made some blind assessment about the whole situation, hadn't seen the post himself. You know, he was going by what people told him. Now, you know, and I'm sure there were racially insensitive things that were said on it. you know, because that's what Sick said after looking at it. But he erased it immediately. The fact that he persisted in having a temper tantrum about it after he was apologized to up and down.
You know what? Sick Boy shouldn't even had to erase it. What happened to freedom of speech in this country?
Yeah, slowly diminishing.
Especially on the internet. You may not like what you read. That's fine. You know? Okay.
I always thought the internet might, earlier in the early days of the internet, back in the early to mid-90s, you know, I thought that would end up being like the last bastion of free speech.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because you'd go on there and just, man, it didn't matter. Sometimes you'd punch up something, read it, and just be offended yourself. But just the fact that it was there, I mean, it's an open forum. It shouldn't be controlled. It's First Amendment, man.
That lasted for all of 5 minutes, and then someone figured out they could make some money suing somebody.
Right.
Complaining about it and making a couple of thousand lawyers rich.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do anything successful on the internet, and you're going to get fleeced.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
And the fact that he even had to, I mean, removing stuff from websites because some people find it offensive. I mean, what's next?
Well,
for Christ's sake.
And then, like, guilty, but I hate this guilty by association. So now,
okay,
obviously you have a problem with what Sick Boy did, so now you instantly hate us because he's in the studio?
Wait, not Sick Boy. No, a writer on his site. It wasn't even Sick Boy that posted that.
All right, so it's a writer on Sick Boy's site, so then immediately, somehow, he should hate us as well.
Right.
Exactly. Well, what happened?
That makes a lot of sense. Why don't you start doing some background checks on all the people that are around you, Rock? You might be very surprised.
Well, you know, again, he had all of the previous evening to be briefed about this and didn't do any more research other than whatever information they gave him, you know, and then just walked in here and didn't mention it beforehand until he was introduced to Sick, you know.
Right.
And that wasn't cool.
Right.
That wasn't cool, and he didn't handle himself very well. Poor form on his part.
Well, you know, if he didn't want to get into it on the air, well, you know, we did go right to commercials.
Yeah.
And they didn't even look at him like, you know, like, hey.
I was like, hey, you know, I wanted to see if he was going to shake my hand or something.
But he just turned around and
gave me that look
out.
And turned around and walked out. It's like, man, you know, and that kind of pisses me off because, you know, what, you're looking at me like, sorry, I curse. looking at me like I'm Mr. F and KKK or something.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that pisses me off.
It was a temper tantrum. It was a temper tantrum, you know, however you want to look at it. But, you know, it's, you know, you broke my toys. I don't want to play with you anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and that's childish. That's childish. And it's a shame it had to happen live and that the guy couldn't handle himself a little bit better.
Well, I don't mind that it happened live. It was interesting radio,
to
say the least. I mean, no one turned off the radio yesterday.
Oh, I'm quite sure that's the case. I mean,
I don't enjoy being in those situations, but it makes for a good listen when you're in your car.
No, that was definitely the most awkward silence I have ever been a part of.
Yeah, and then you're trying to think as quick as possible to come up with, you know, something.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was just so shocked because this came out of left field. I'm like, I mean, my famous line, "What happened? I thought we were all just having fun here."
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then exactly.
Poof.
You know, you're total deer in the headlights.
Right.
Well, oh my God, I just got hit.
Right. And I had nothing to do with it. You were on the Opie and Anthony show. You weren't on the Sick Boy show. You weren't on a wrestling site show. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were on our show. God damn it. We had nothing to do with it.
And that's what sucks about the whole situation, is that the guy didn't want to listen.
Right.
The guy didn't want to be apologized to. He wanted to have his temper tantrum. And
I looked at him right in the eye and said, dude, I had no freaking idea. No idea. So,
didn't seem that there was much getting through to this guy.
But a good posting on your unofficial website about it. Very good, Steve.
No problem. The truth of the matter is,
even if we did have an idea of what was on that site, it still doesn't matter.
Right.
It still doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Well, because you read something offensive on a website, then you're responsible for it? Or you should have to be held accountable for it?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, there is some degree of responsibility one must take. When you go into this thing, I mean, you know, understandably, Sick didn't write it, but you know, it's like if one of the writers on the unofficial site, and they're all great guys, you know, Frank, Joe, Josh, if one of them all of a sudden started spewing forth racial insane, you know, racially incentive remarks, people are going to start looking at me
right.
and asking me, why the F are you letting this guy write for this site?
And then he wanted us to pretty much sell Sick Boy down the river. We're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that to anyone
that helps out our radio show.
If you've
especially
been
before we get all the facts and look into it.
If you've been to the site, it is satire.
Yeah.
It is politically incorrect satire and commentary on wrestling and other stuff that goes on in the world.
And on the top of that very post, the guy even wrote, the author even wrote, this is a mock. This is not real. This is not to be taken seriously by whoever's reading it.
Was it distasteful? Yeah. Was it politically incorrect? Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, but you know something? So what? It was a little comedic thing that he threw together. And why can't you put racial stereotypes in comedy and not be lambasted for it? If The Rock doesn't agree with it, fine. He doesn't have to read it. But then what's he going to just disassociate himself with anyone who's even read the site?
Well, it's
ridiculous.
I didn't even read the site.
Yeah, Hope didn't even read it.
That's what blows me away. He has every right to be pissed off, but he's attacking the wrong people, first of all. He walked off our show.
It's interesting. When you look at racial stereotypes, and some comics do get away with it, some comics don't.
Yeah.
The ones that do that
Apollo Theater show.
Oh, yeah.
And let's make it clear. I mean, we stereotype on the show, definitely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sure.
So, because that's a part of comedy. It has been for many, many years. So wasn't The Rock part of the Nation of Domination? Remember that?
Mm.
I remember that. He had that. And the guy that is the Godfather now was in there. And D-Lo. And they were it was like a white-hating black supremacist group.
Why is it okay in that regard?
Yeah. I mean, Rock was part of that. He got in a battle with DX. And they all got in blackface, went into the ring, and started imitating the Nation of Domination.
Yeah.
In blackface. Doing like stereotypical black lingo and walking and talking. The Rock was drawing a paycheck on that,
yeah,
so I guess that didn't upset him that much.
The more I think about it, the more hypocritical this guy seems.
Yeah, yeah. With like 24 hours or so to mull this over, it's like, man, it's leaving a bad taste in my mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, you're stunned. You feel like you just got hit upside the head with a baseball bat. It's hard to think of all this stuff.
And you know what? We don't want to sound like pussies today. You know, I'm going to say it again. If The Rock wants to discuss this further, we're here. I'll do it face-to-face. I don't care.
It's a very smart thing to say.
No, it's the truth, though, and he's still in the area. It's not like he had to fly anywhere else. He's doing another book signing somewhere today. I know where, but I'm not going to give him any more publicity. Screw him.
Sure.
He's not a man. He didn't want to discuss this off mic. Screw you. Jackass. Man to man, I told you I had no freaking clue. And like a baby, you had to walk off the show.
Well, look, if you want the full story, check out the little snippet I wrote on the foundrymusic.com site.
All right. Well, we're going to, if we have time, we're definitely going to, you know, replay the uncomfortable moment from yesterday.
if you do, I'll call Sick and try to make sure he's not listening.
Honestly, Rick was listening to it in the office. I couldn't even listen. I was like, turn it off. He kind of made us look kind of stupid.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
It's just uncomfortable. It's awkward silence. It's, you know, it's a lot of people going,
Right. Yeah, well, you're trying to, you know, get your thoughts together as the mics are on, you know?
Exactly.
When you're blindsided like that.
Of course.
And then you quickly realize, you know, you can't say anything. This guy's not going to listen to anything.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
What were you going to do about it? Nothing.
There you go. Well, thank you, Steve.
Not a problem.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye.
How pompous.
Huh?
How pompous, too. Well, they'll walk in here. What do people think? He thinks people want to hear Dwayne Johnson. They want to hear The Rock.
Dave.
What's up, O&A?
How are you?
I think I came to the conclusion why The Rock kind of flipped out on you guys.
Yeah.
Well, because I taped it for my friend, and I kind of went back to it, and I listened to it. And you know when Sick Boy asked that question
right.
to The Rock, and The Rock said, before I answer that, I got some questions about your website.
Yeah.
And all you guys were like, you know, oh, no, you know, kind of like saying, like, you know, oh, no, he's in trouble now kind of thing.
Yeah. Well just because we, yeah, but we had no idea he was bringing up that.
Yeah, you know what? Like, 'cause if I was The Rock, I'd probably think to myself, I go, oh, they probably know what's on the site because they're saying that.
No.
You know, and they're probably, he's probably thinking, oh, yeah, these guys are in it too.
It was more than them, you know? We know Sick Boy has an edge to him. That's all I was thinking of when we had that reaction.
Well, I still think it's kind of Dick on the Rock's, you know, side. It's,
yeah.
He's a hypocrite.
All right, man.
Okay, man.
Thanks, Dave.
You guys are great.
All right.
Later.
Bye. James, what's going on?
Hey, open it. It's Jamie the Bus Driver. Listen, man, I was dying to get in last night to call. It was too late. And this has been, that's been on my mind just as it's been on yours, and I'm not even part of the show. First of all, I want to say I'm not a racist. I'm an Italian guy. I'm married to a Puerto Rican. We have kids. Okay, but The Rock was way off, number one. I mean, he should no way have laid into you guys by any way, shape, or form. That's number one. Number two, this is not a political forum show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a comedy show. And whatever stuff that's written on that page, like you said, he kind of stole my thunder about the satire and stuff like that. It's satire. It's all as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it pissed me off to listen to him get all, you know, get all twisted.
Right.
I bet you he laughed his ass off while Chris Rock was calling the Backstreet Boys crackers with attitude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or whenever he listened to Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy joke about Asian people.
Or watching the Godfather do one of his skits.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
I mean, come on, let's face it.
Yeah. There's no way, you know, there's no way he could have took that stance. He had other issues, that dude. And by him taking it on you guys was wrong.
Right.
You know, I got a little bone to pick, though. You know, it seemed like you guys did a little bit of backpedaling. You know, I mean, you should have stood, you know, I thought maybe you should have stood a little firmer saying, yo, dude,
James,
we didn't read the site. We didn't know what was on it, but it's a joke.
James, you'll hear for yourself. We didn't backpedal. I think what you hear... When you hear the tape again, maybe later on, if we have time, is that we were just in complete shock.
It was an ambush, no doubt. You know, it was definitely an ambush.
Because we were really having a good time with
it. Yeah, I know. I was enjoying it. And I was on the road enjoying it. You know,
we were hoping he was going to be more of The Rock because, honestly, I mean, he has really nothing to say as Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I agree.
What the hell is he going to say as Dwayne Johnson?
I agree. Yo, guys, I'm in defense of you all the way. You've got a great show. It's a funny show. And people listening from WWF,
right.
If you're listening in, it's a comedy show, people. Wake up.
All right. Thank you, James.
Okay.
All right, bye. One more and we'll take a break here. John, what do you have?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
All right. Listen, I've been listening to you guys since August of 1998. I love you. You're my favorite. But I also love The Rock. And yesterday really sucked. God. SmackDown, by the way, last night was excellent. The Rock, I think that was The Rock's best performance ever. But you know what? You guys rule over him.
Didn't even watch last night.
No.
No desire.
I had to. I just had to see how it was. But
right.
I love you guys. Screw him. You don't need him.
All right, John.
You guys rule.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we got to take a quick break in. All right. One of the writers from xwrestling.com is on the line.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this guy's post.
Sure. All the writers are checking in. They're really pissed, too. All right. Stay there.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW. It's FU Friday. We do have lots of things to get to today, so don't press.
Yes, indeed.
Starting with Lewis Black coming in at around 4 o'clock, Anthony.
Yeah.
Very funny guy. Good friend of the show.
Love Lewis.
He loves satire. He understands it.
He's a kook.
Also, some girl that wants to get naked for Lewis Black and us.
Yeah. Where'd she come from?
I forgot. We'll get into it, though.
Great.
The same website I think Lube is on or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll give the plugs when they all get in their asses in the studio, okay? Well, let's go right back to the phones. If you have anything for the show, 212-757-1027. Jim, you're next. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Real good.
Hey, you know you got sold up the river this morning on another morning show.
What do you mean?
The Rock did an interview on, can I mention the station?
Yeah, I don't care.
On PLJ. And they were asking him about what gets to him, like what annoys him about people in society and his role and everything. And he pretty much said racial issues.
Oh, yeah?
And then had a big 5-minute dissertation on how yesterday he was forced to walk out of an interview before he did something he would have regretted.
He would have regretted, wow, he was like ready to throw some punches?
That's the way he made it sound.
Oh, great.
But we were sitting here at work, and we were laughing at it because we knew what happened yesterday with you guys.
Yeah.
And then hearing him this morning, it's like, all right, talk about Two-Face.
Did Scott and Todd have the balls to mention our names? Because they do listen to us every day.
Not at all. Oh, they didn't say anything, but you could tell they knew who they
of who course he was they knew. About. Everyone was listening to it yesterday.
Oh, my
bunch
God.
Of pussies.
So
he had to walk out.
Yep. Before he did something he regretted.
Oh, that's good. Now I can see where the rage problem is.
Yeah, really.
They say he has a rage problem. Well, that's obvious.
Could figure that out, huh?
It must be a treat.
All right.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
Thanks, Jim.
Later.
Bye.
Dealing with that.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Rev Toby. I'm a writer for xwrestling.com.
Yes, I've seen some of your posts.
First, I just want to thank you guys for supporting the site and supporting Sick Boy, because I'm sure this has gotten you a lot of bad PR.
Yeah, it's okay. We're used to that.
And, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. I think, I read somewhere that this is in the first chapter of his book.
Yeah.
He mentions that he's all against racism and everything like that, and I think this is kind of like a PR move.
Oh, you think?
In my opinion. Well, I mean, it's like, if he knew about this, he should have mentioned it before he came in the studio, or when he was, you know, like, working it out to, you know, like, come in.
Well, if he would have looked at the post that he said he did look at, and he would have saw, like, it was a mock interview with Opie
right,
and
right.
Anthony, he could have, yes, asked us about it beforehand.
Right. I mean, it's just that he brought it up.
I think he needed to, you know, get his little 50-minute plug-in first.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, like, this gives him great PR for his book, which, by the way, the critics hate, because it wasn't even written by him. It was written by a ghostwriter, but that's another story. Yeah, I mean...
The Rock doesn't have time to write!
Yeah, I mean...
I'm too busy freeing the world from racism!
Also, I mean, you know, like, Sick Boy gives us free, free enterprise to write, you know, what we want.
Well, it's the Internet.
Yeah,
that's
it's not regulated like that.
Damn, you guys should have free enterprise. You know, I may not agree with everything I read on the Internet, but you guys should have the right to write
whatever
the hell you want.
Write what you want, man.
Before they regulate that crap, too.
And you know something? The Rock has a right to read it, be offended, and not want to speak to Sick Boy. That's fine, too.
He has the right to that, and we have the right to post whatever, you know, we want as well. This was written by a guy in California who I've never met, who Sick Boy's never met. And, you know, it's the really strange thing was I was talking to him on a AOL while this whole thing was happening.
Yeah.
He's like, how's the interview going? And I'm like, well.
It just took a turn.
Yeah. And then he's like, what happened? And I'm like, well, you know, The Rock got all pissed off. And he's like, why? And I'm like, well, because of your article, dude. And he's like, gosh, you know, I can't believe that and everything. And Sick Boy came back and he was actually contemplating closing the site.
Yeah.
In fact, this is still, you know, under debate.
Right.
They're not, you know, like, we should close the site.
Now, that would be silly.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to, we're all trying to get him to, you know, reconsider that. And we've gotten tons of support email.
Cool.
It's all flowing in. So hopefully everything will be okay. And, hey, we got more hits yesterday than we ever got. So
I bet.
I mean, you know, no good publicity, you know?
All right.
Everything is.
Well, thank you.
Sure, no problem.
Take it easy, man.
Dave, what's going on? Hey, Dave.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you?
Hey, man.
Pretty good, man.
Good.
This is, like, the biggest story on the Internet right now. Like, this guy, Dave Meltzer, he's even reporting that it's part of an angle that you guys took place in.
So that's ridiculous, man. Oh, my God.
That everyone should be skeptical that you guys are, that the WWF is trying to play off the John Rocker comments and have The Rock do something like that.
All right, well, I you know what? I have to say this. We had no idea this was going to happen.
No.
And you can believe that or not, but we had no clue. No freaking clue.
Yeah, and like going off what Rev Toby said.
And you mentioned John Rocker. Let me tell you something about John Rocker. You know what? I was kind of offended by everything he said, okay? Or most of the stuff that he said, all right? And it makes me want to take a D-cell to his head next time he's at Shea, without a doubt. But you know what? He has the right to say those things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
People are so willing to give up their rights to free speech in this country, it amazes me. They go, oh, he should be fired. He has to go to a psychiatrist. Good. That guy's a nut. What's he saying? All of a sudden, you're throwing away your rights to free speech.
Yeah,
you're throwing them away. Someday, someone might not like what you're saying. Think
right.
You should go to a shrink.
And you know, I hate John Rocker. Hate him,
yeah,
hate him, hate him, hate him, hate him, hate him. But if I was him, I would say, I'm not going to get that psychological.
Going to a shrink?
No, I'm not going to a shrink. Yeah, you don't want me pitching in your league? Oh, well, but I'm not going to a shrink.
Yeah, and John Rocker is actually an employee of Turner, which owns WCW. So, you know, they're racist, too. So there you go. But just like...
Well, it comes. Everyone's a bunch of hypocrites.
Yep.
Everybody. That's it. Hypocrisy all over this damn country of ours.
I like everything being available to adults in this country. That's it. I'm saying, like, everything. It should be on the Internet. The Internet should not be regulated whatsoever. Anything should be able to be printed on. When they say, oh, you shouldn't have racial comments, or this website's got to be shut down because it's against this group or that one, or you shouldn't even, have plans for friggin' nuclear weapons. I don't care. Everything. If it's out there, it should be available to everybody.
Yeah, that's why I even told Sick he shouldn't shut down the site. I told him we can even get a slogan out of it by saying, X-Wrestling, the site The Rock reads, you know, just to, like, maybe stick it to him.
The Rock reads.
You guys should even put the posting back up.
Yeah.
I swear to God, just put it back up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, man.
I mean, personally, I've seen funnier stuff from that site. It was kind of stupid, but you guys have the right to type that.
Got to tell you, that Macbeth, man, he's one funny son of a bitch.
Yeah, that guy who wrote the post, I was talking to him as well when it was going down.
Right.
He didn't even care that he was getting in trouble. He was just making sure that you guys were all right. Like,
well,
he didn't want anything bad to happen to you guys.
This is on the trouble meter for the Opie and Anthony show. This doesn't even, like, raise the yellow light yet. Nothing. Believe me, we've been in much, much bigger trouble than this.
All right, Dave.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Dennis, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey. I think you guys were being totally duped by The Rock. I think what he did was he knew his time was almost up for the interview. What better way to get him to get people to still talk about him after he's gone, create some controversy? And this is what he talked about with his publicist on for 2 hours the night before. And that's why he dropped the bomb on you guys near the end of the interview. It was 6:08 when he did it, because I looked at the clock, because I think the world stopped at that time once he blew that up on us.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, you know what? His publicist is really shrewd because it's the perfect time to do it.
Well, you know, if that's what they planned, it worked. Brilliant. Congratulations.
Yeah. Great job.
Great job. At our expense. Good job. Great job.
Well, you know what the good thing is? I think most of us listeners are more educated than The Rock himself, so we know better.
He's not a man.
All right, guys. You guys are great. Keep it up.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Not a man. Any man would have discussed it further after we went off the air. Rob, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
All right.
I just got to say, above all else, I mean, you know, what The Rock did, it's just bad for business. I mean, if there's anyone out there giving plugs to the WWF and making them look good, and, you know, you guys have the audience. You have the audience at the palm of your hand every day.
We have given the biggest support in the New York market. No one, I mean, half the jocks on the radio have no clue about the WWF.
I know, and it's like, now he goes, and with everything that occurred, what are you going to say? You haven't just given people a chance to talk about it. You give the WWF segments on your show.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
You just watch, I mean, after today, you watch how many times we mention the WWF in the future.
I know, and what are those comments going to be? I mean, you had nothing but praise in the beginning, and now it's just...
Nah, there's plenty of other things to talk about.
Yeah. So. I mean, if you're going to be a smart businessman, above all else, you got to look to the people that help you out. And that was his biggest mistake above all else, was to make himself look bad and, you know, in your eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Rob.
That's all I got to say. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, we're going to see The Rock right now at a book signing.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to give him a little piece of our mind.
Better watch out.
He has a rage problem.
Rage problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might have to give him the rock bottom myself.
Yeah, is that...
And he's in my hometown.
I was
going to
say, is that...
God.
Is that bookstore right by your house?
Yeah, the one by the Whitman Mall.
No, it's the tower at the...
Oh, okay. I thought it was like that little one right in Huntington Village. There.
Thanks. Now everyone knows exactly where I live.
No one knows exactly where you live. They know you live in the Huntington Village area.
Yeah, we're alumni of Harbor Fields ourselves here.
Oh, right on.
All right,
man.
You grease of bastards.
Call Rock a puss for us, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to get a couple of supporters to come with us, bring some signs.
All right.
Bring some signs.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, guys, no problem.
What an insult. He's in our town today.
Oh, The Rock taking over your town there, Opie.
Hey, Rock, if you don't like Opie and Anthony, well, the whole town feels the same. So why don't you cancel your book signing? Doesn't have the balls to.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to see if he pulls up with an entourage or something.
Tell him to go down there.
Right, you guys just show up down there. We'll be there.
We're hours away from there.
Oh, that's right.
You know what we're all guilty of, too? Me, you, and Sick Boy. We're all guilty of this. Getting so friggin' shaken up and trying to count every word that comes out of your mouth when you're confronted with a black guy and us as white guys, when you're confronted by a black guy calling you or at least implying that you may have some relationship with something that is racist. And we're all guilty of it. You know, you see what we did? We're like, well, you try to make excuses. You know something? Never again.
Well, Ann,
whatever's on my mind, I swear to Christ, it's going to come right out of my friggin' mouth.
Ann, I got to say it again, though. I was just in such shock.
Yeah.
I was just in shock that, I was stammering.
But let me tell you,
I look like a pussy. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But I was just like in shock. I'm like, where the hell is this coming from? And why does it involve me?
I'll be honest with you. If it was an Irish guy sitting there and he starts talking about some comments that were on a website about drinking or something, guaranteed one of us would have went, I'll have a beer and calm down. Ha, ha, ha. Big joke.
Right.
You know? But when a black guy confronts white guys about racism like that, we all of a sudden get all tongue-tied. Like, we have to count every word and explain ourselves and make sure everything's okay and stuff. You know something? F it. I've had it. I'm speaking my mind.
Bravo.
Period. Thank you, Opie.
Well, you have one supporter in.
Thank you.
One support.
Thank you. I'm just bowing here. Thank you.
Okay.
Taking all right, my bows.
Let's take a... Rick's got some?
Yeah, I mean, I was the only one so far that has listened to the tape again, and when you guys play it later, you're going to see you didn't stammer as badly as you think, and there was still kind of a lighthearted thing going on.
Lighthearted.
So, yeah, believe it or not. You listen back to it, I was kind of surprised. I was like, huh. I really... When it happened, it felt like it was going on a whole lot worse than it actually did. So I think you guys really came out.
I don't know. I think you
came out looking out pretty good.
It was intense.
Yeah.
When I go home and I get that many people calling my house, no one calls my house. My own family doesn't even call me anymore. I called last night, though. That's when I know it was a big deal.
You know what, though? I would love to see signs at the next televised event at the Garden, man. God damn, I would love to see that.
Royal Rumble's at the Garden.
Yeah.
They're playing the Continental Arena soon. I'd bring signs right to Rock's face today when he's doing his book signing.
I would just love to see some signs out there.
All right, and we got
creative.
We got to take a break. We got to move on because this is going to get really old real fast. I mean, we'll touch on it later with the tape and stuff, but we got to get Lewis Black in here.
Yeah.
He's not here yet, but he should be here any moment. All right, Ann?
All right.
All right. It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, you know, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony.
We refuse to be responsible.
Go screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible.
1027. WNEW.
Hey, Anthony, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner!
Yes, our good friends at Stacker 2.
Huh, let's welcome them back to the Opie and Anthony show, Anthony.
For the new millennium.
For the new millennium is right.
Mm-hmm.
Stacker 2 has been here since the beginning on the Opie and Anthony show, and we appreciate that.
Lots of our listeners have lost a lot of weight with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It burns the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It crushes the cravings in between meals.
One more.
And it gives you the boost of energy.
Yes!
That you need when you're lacking late in the day like we are. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website. Everyone has a website these days. www.stacker2.com. What do you think's on the Stacker 2 website, Ant?
Chicks.
There are chicks on the site.
Are there?
I went there, yeah. Girls that have lost weight using Stacker.
Okay.
Yeah, and like bikinis and stuff.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, man.
And it's FU Friday. If you want to curse someone out today, the best way is through the fax line, 212-957-9639. Right, Anthony?
Absolutely.
Still waiting for Lewis Black to make his entrance into the studio.
Yeah.
Maybe after the last hour of radio, he's staying away.
I don't think he should.
He better not.
There's a chick out there.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, what's the chick all about?
Shannon.
Oh, I thought Rick was in studio.
No, he just took off.
She's from Rouse.com. Now, the site that has Luba's naked pics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to do us a solid because Luba wouldn't get naked in the studio and send one girl down that would.
Okay. All right.
She's going to, I guess, get naked for Lewis.
Very good.
Cool. So we'll have to wait for Lewis to get here to do that, right?
Uh-huh. All right. We had Rosie Perez involved in one of those meaningless arrests.
Yeah. I love when these celebrities get arrested.
Yeah, we've talked
about causes
in the past. Who else has been arrested in this town? I know Reverend Al every other week is getting arrested somewhere, but it's not a real arrest.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Is really into that.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby
really
likes
getting arrested.
Likes doing that.
Now, Rosie, for, what was it for? To stop nuclear testing in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's a big issue, though, Ann.
Is it?
Yeah, the people of Puerto Rico are really pissed off. There's like, what, there's a small island off the coast or something? That
what are we blowing up bombs?
And we're doing nuclear testing? Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Rick, being a Puerto Rican gentleman?
I don't really care.
You don't?
I could give a crap. It's a small island. They've been doing it for years. We basically own them anyway, right?
Well, that's what they say. What are we blowing up? Well, we can't blow up bombs. I guess we're just testing some kind of nuclear stuff.
Yeah. It's a pretty huge issue to the Puerto Rican community, Anthony.
Funny, it's like a real small island. It's like, okay, no, it's on this side, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You know damn well it's probably affecting them. Nice to see Rosie Perez actually can get arrested in this town.
More publicity than she's had in the last, what?
I know.
7 years?
She wasn't hanging with Puffy either.
All right, listen, I got to cut you guys off because Joe Lyons just arrived with Lewis Black.
Oh, Lewis.
He's a very busy and popular man. Oh, he's not here yet.
No.
Was that just Joe?
Just Joe.
Just Joe. What is Joe going to add to our show from Comedy Central?
I don't know. Did he hear the rock show?
Like everyone else? All right, well, what we have to do anyway is take another break because we spend so much time on the rock.
Wow, we just took one.
I know, but we're running late. So what we'll do is we'll do the F lesson.
Okay.
Very popular bit on Friday. And then we'll be back, hopefully, with Lewis Black. Stay there.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. As most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word flicken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, oh fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy, difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question, inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. you.
All right, it's Opie and Anthony. Before we take a break, there's a great instant feedback coming up, coming to our attention here from AJ from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I got to read this one. This is all such BS. I'm black, and what happened yesterday, I've got no words. You're right, Anthony. Speak your freaking mind. This society is so effed up and sensitive, it makes me sick. Blacks can talk about white folks, but you guys can't joke back. I like The Rock, used to anyway, but if he's such a sensitive pussy, F The Rock. You guys rule. In Blazing Saddles, there were more nigger and engine jokes than anything. What did people take offense with? When Mongo dropped a horse with one punch. This society is F up. Later, you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Very good, AJ.
You guys sometimes, like, piss me off, okay?
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony, and look who's in the studio, Anthony.
Lewis.
Lewis Black from Comedy Central, everyone.
He's back.
He remembers us.
I remember you. I'll never forget you.
You know, we played an old tape of you this week.
I heard that.
Because we don't really feel like working right at 2 o'clock, so we play some of our old stuff. And we're like, yeah, Lewis is good for another spin. And it was all current stuff, so I guess we don't even have to do this today.
That's great. That's perfect.
Where you been? What have you been up to?
I've been trying to find a vein that works. You know, it's so difficult after you use needles for so long.
Who knew you were on the smack?
It takes weeks.
Have you used the ones in your penis yet?
Oh, no.
Okay. Then I guess you don't really have a problem.
So he's going to hear those junkie stories where they have to start using those veins.
Right. That's when you know you have the real problem.
Well, I was in... first I was going to come by Christmas, but you guys took the week off. What sissies?
Oh, come on. Now,
what to spend with your family? What? That's so bogus. We're gonna stop for a while and spend some time.
I didn't even do that. I got away, so I didn't have to spend time with the family.
Where'd you go?
I went skiing. I blew off the family this year.
Man. Yeah, I did the family thing. Well, you must have some family. You go back for the holidays or something.
I'm Jewish, so it's totally who cares. You know,
the whole Hanukkah thing.
I'm going to go back for Christmas and look at a naked living room. Not a tree in sight. We didn't have that Hanukkah bush crap.
Nah.
We were a legitimate Jewish family with Jewish concerns, like, you know, like Hanukkah, which is just a chumpster time of year, boy. And then they'll start calling it. No, it's not. It's a wonderful holiday. This is very special for our children. They like getting socks 3 days in a row. It's a miserable, miserable holiday. So I don't really care. So I worked actually Caroline's that week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because apparently they think, I can draw against the baby Jesus. You know? Well, you know,
that's a tough gig, huh?
We're going to either, you know, kind of celebrate the birth of the Son of God or go down and see that psychotic Jew boy. Oh, what are we going to do? Well, they didn't show up, I'll tell you that.
You might need a better agent.
I mean, come on. But it was a great audience because you get 70 or 80 people, you know, and it's Christmas Eve. That's a bitter crowd.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, they're not a happy group of people.
True. And New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve was...
Big millennium.
You must have some thoughts on the millennium.
The rage has not subsided. What they did...
With the Y2K? Do you feel gypped?
Gypped?
I wanted a plane to fall out of the sky.
I think we should just pick a date as a nation and have some fun, okay?
Just screw things up or something?
No, just get together as a group. Like, you know, like, what do they do? They basically, don't go out, don't move. All women who are going to give birth on that night, we're going to sew you up. We don't know what will happen if a baby's head appears at the year 2000. We don't know what to do. It was incredible. Don't move. Giant ticks could invade at any second. What a bunch of crap. So the entire country stays home to watch other people celebrate around the world. So I'm sitting there at 9 in the morning going, you know, it's Afghanistan and nothing is happening. And I'm going, they're partying and Chicago, it's like, well, we're going to have some, you know, it's going to be a special time for us at home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And in Afghanistan, they can even rub two sticks together. They were having more fun than us.
And if there's no problems in Afghanistan, I guess we would have been okay. But not
figure
here.
It out. But nobody came out.
Right.
Nobody came out. It was still like, uh-oh, we're the ones that could screw up. 7-year-olds left alone in a closet.
do not have the paranoid vision that we came up with for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we all had this apocalyptic vision that planes out of the sky, buildings blowing up, anarchy in the streets.
I did this thing, and it turned out to be true. I did this thing on the when we had our Millennium special on The Daily Show, and one of the few things that I really was pleased with, I did a thing about the fact that it already occurred. What were they talking about? The apocalypse. This is it. Hello?
Yeah, we're...
It occurred about 3.5 years ago, you know? And now, what's the big change going to be? More channels, more crap on television. The raw sewage network. That'll be the big change. You know, we've got to the point where the attention deficit disorder has attention deficit disorder. We were just so screwed up we didn't even notice. Oh, we were embracing. Oh, look, it's going to be a wonderful day. Look at this.
I might like the raw sewage channel. You know something? There'd probably be a night where I'd sit there and go, look at the way it flows. I mean, it's beautiful.
Why not?
I would watch the raw sewage channel.
Too funny.
But it was, and then the whole concept of the terrorism. Terrorizing New
York. Yes,
network.
They welded the manhole cover shut in Times Square to get rid of those subterranean. What was that movie? Chud. Remember that? They thought Chud was going to invade Times Square.
Yep.
Carnivorous humanoid underground dwellers. I think it was Chud.
Very good. That's frightening that you remember that.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It is. God, I can't remember what happened Thursday.
Well, he hasn't used all his veins yet. Well, that's why.
I'm injecting directly into the retina right now. Yeah, they welded the manhole cover shut. And then, you know what's really frightening? They installed, hundreds of surveillance cameras in Times Square for the Millennium to thwart the terrorists that were going to strike. They're not taking them down.
No.
They are not removing these things.
No.
This is new cameras that are all over. There's cameras everywhere. You ever notice you can't be on the streets without being on some camera? Cameras in the stores, cameras on the streets, by the lights. There's cameras everywhere.
Is that right? They put them up and they're not taking them
down. They ain't taking them down.
Oh, that's perfect.
Hell no.
Ant was the only New Yorker in Times Square for the big celebration.
I wasn't in Times Square. I was high above Times Square.
Where were you?
I was in this building on the 35th floor.
Oh, really?
Oh, what a view. Oh, it was fantastic.
He crashed the party.
He crashed the party.
Yeah. God.
I'm walking around. I went upstairs. There's a sign said, Party 2000. Like, that's for me. I walked in.
Is that right?
I was like, hey, how you doing? They're like, hey, you want a drink? Yeah, sure. We just hung out. It was amazing.
The best was your pass, though. The hotel you were staying at actually gave out passes.
Yeah, because the security in Manhattan, the security was amazing. If you were in New York City on New Year's Eve, you could not walk block to block without a hall pass like in school. No. I got one. The Parker Meridian had to hand me a pass that I had to give to police officers at roadblocks. Saying, I just got to pee. I'll be right back.
Oh, man.
Let me raise my hand.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. I just don't understand why terrorists would terrorize New York. It's kind of redundant. You know? Why would you terrorize a city that, you know, we do professionally? Our mayor terrorizes us. Okay? Why do we need somebody coming in? If you're going to go be a terrorist, terrorize a place where they're going to notice. You know? If they blow a couple of buildings, you would go, ooh, it's a view. I wonder what they're going to build there next.
The buildings fall down on their own around here. A bunch of friggin', whatever the hell that was. Ooh, the guys that tried to blow up the World Trade Center.
Oh, those,
a truckload of explosives in the basement. Boom. The thing shakes, a few windows break, some smoke. It doesn't fall down. They move a crane wrong in Times Square. It's chunks of building and taking out the elderly. You're right. Why bother with the terrorism? It just happens on its own around here.
It happens on its own. I mean, you know, the best, this is one I knew I'd truly made the transition. You know, that thing about, oh, you walk by the homeless, you don't see him, da da da. But no, this is, I was in a subway about 7 years ago coming going downtown from a club uptown, and we stop at 14th Street, and they announce, the doors open, they go, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is 14th Street, and there's apparently a bomb on board this car. Could you please exit immediately? And nobody moved. Nobody moved. I didn't even get up. I didn't want to. I just sat there. And went, well, yeah, right.
Yeah, we've heard it before. Yeah, if you're in New York, you've heard it all.
It's kind of like show us, okay?
Yeah. Like show us.
That apparently word.
I'm not giving up my seat. Show us.
And I don't see it.
Yeah.
It's not on my car. You know, I've only got two stops to go. Let's give it a run.
Yeah. I'm willing to take a chance.
Oh, very good.
But yeah. Anyway, it was just that it was so brutal that whole experience that it was I was a kid. I'm old enough so that I looked to the millennium as really being, God, I'm going to be born in
right.
A lifetime, and this is going to happen. They're constantly telling you, you're going to live to be the year 2000. In 2001, the movie came out, and I did enough drugs then that I think part of my brain is still left there with him in the pod. But that's another story. So, you kind of like anticipate this, and I just felt like, once again, I'm a sucker.
Yeah,
I'm a sucker.
You bought it.
I bought it, and then they crushed me. And I performed that night. 28 people in Chicago showed up. 28. And, that's a room of fun people when they're sitting around the room. And they're thinking, God, I think I made a terrible mistake. I said it would have been more fun running around the room lifting them and guessing their weight.
Which was the second show, right?
Yeah.
It was the second show for you.
It was extraordinary. I could not. But here's Christmas Eve, about 6 years ago, I was in blank performing yet again. Because it was when I was really up again, and I thought, okay, sure, I'll take on the baby Jesus. And it was three people in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my God.
Three people in the audience. And the guy made us perform. He was paying me and said, no, you're going to perform. And so
couldn't you just take him for a ride in your car?
Exactly.
It'd be a little more interesting,
Put him in the back seat.
Put him in the back seat and do your act.
It's exactly it. First two comics went up and performed. I go up. I'm 8 minutes into the act. And one of the guys leaves the room.
Uh-oh.
He walks.
That's 33% of your audience.
You're down to 2.
And I turned to the audience and I said, aren't you glad that prick is gone?
The audience, the couple.
I said, isn't this great? It's just us now. Thank God, he was bringing this room so down.
That's awful.
I went and sat at the table. I did table comedy.
Oh, that's classic.
I just sat with them.
You might as well at that point.
Talk to him.
Why be on the stage? Why are you any better than them?
And then I thought it was depressing for me. And but this guy had, it was like, if you were a comic, this club was heaven. It ran in Washington for a while. It was downstairs was a strip club.
Yeah.
Next floor with great food, which is where they'd serve you the food. So you go out for dinner and there'd be...
Well, he's a little leery of the strip clubs that serve food.
Yeah, it's free, so you go. And then the second floor was a sports bar. And then the comedian. So, it was like... It was like you never... If you had a bed here, I'd never leave.
Sure, why not?
But I went downstairs and there was... I had two for my show. And I go downstairs, they had one person. One person, and it's Christmas Eve, and there's decorations
Who
up.
Who goes to the strip joint on Christmas Eve?
Well, I thought, there'd be some nice Jewish girls.
Hanukkah thing, I forgot about that.
Yes, sirree. And now, Sheila, in the buff, will light the candles.
We feel like we were... robbed, though, for the millennium. I don't know. As a kid... I don't know one person that didn't sit there and do the math and figure out how old you were going to be. The year 2000, the movies they showed you, like 2001 A Space Odyssey. They got a year to build that big wheel and send a ship to Jupiter.
Yeah.
1 year. 2001. Where are our flying cars? Where are the jet packs we saw at the World's Fair?
Yeah.
Nothing.
The robots for our houses.
We're still driving internal combustion automobiles. Oh, sure, they look a little flashier.
And what do we get? Cell phones.
Yeah.
We get the total detritus, the crap of the whole heat.
So people can't drive the internal combustion cars because they're friggin' on the cell phones. They can't dial.
And they can't get enough information out of the cell phones. Look at those things down. Now you can get
Now.
Web. It's like, what? And a TV. There's one now with a TV.
Yeah, that's what you need. It's like Spock's tricorder now, for God's sake. You can see where the little beast is behind the rock, exactly, on your cell phone. Unbelievable. But everywhere else, we got rooked.
Yeah.
I thought we'd be flying around in those Jetsons cars by now.
Yeah,
nothing.
It was nothing. We got crap. And then they take away the fun. Take away the fun, boy.
Mm-hmm. No drink. Did you see that? There was no drinking in Times Square.
Yeah.
They corralled the people up in what amounted to cages.
Yes.
They caged them in between the blocks where they couldn't move for 9 or 10 hours.
Well, how much brain power do you have to be standing on like one of those cross streets packed in where you're not even seeing.
You can't even see what's going on.
You can't even see. At least, if you're New Orleans and you got like a drink in your hand, sure. But and people were packed in there at like 7. What did they do from 7 to 12? I do not. If I went through my life
I would have to go through my life a billion times. I would have to make stuff up. I'd have to pretend things.
Yeah, now you're talking to people. I mean...
And you're not sitting down. It's freezing.
Yeah.
What in the name of God?
No booze. And you know how interesting people are when you're not drunk.
When you're not drunk for five straight hours.
For 5 hours, someone you don't know.
Well, we're convinced Katie got her booze, though.
Katie Couric looked a little... The news just went crazy on that.
Right? I see. I missed it.
The coverage was astounding. Tom Brokaw and Miss Millennials. Just seeing him try to say the word millennium had me dying. And Katie Couric, I don't know if she's a lady that likes to drink. In my professional drinking opinion, the woman was smashed.
Is that right?
She's on Times Square. She's on Times Square, literally on Times Square, laying down. I mean, at one point, she looked that snotted.
No.
Yeah.
And she was so depressed that nothing was going on with the white.
Yeah, all the news people freaked out because nothing happened.
Nothing happened. The pigs. You know, I got people, you know, in 12:01, people are huddled around their dishwashers, you know, weeping with joy. Look, it started again. It's going to work. It's going to work. And then these, and then you get these, this, I don't even know what I was going to say. I had a thought. I thought I could back one thought with another, and then all of a sudden,
Y2K in your
head. I watched
the
flames occur. I thought, my God, it was a good thought.
I think we need to take a break.
Oh, look at the
time. Are you performing? Because I know you're performing here, obviously, but someone's on the line. Where's Lewis Black performing next?
I'm at the Gotham Comedy Club tonight at 8:30 and 11, and then the next, tomorrow night at 8:30 and 11.
Okay.
Where is it? Yeah, there's at 22nd between 5th and 6th.
Cool.
Probably a stalker.
Lewis loves talking about current events. If you got something, give us a call. 212-757-1027.
Opie. Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony and Lewis Black from Comedy Central in the studio from The Daily Show.
I tell him to hold that thought because we were having a little conversation during the commercials, but I'm sure he probably forgot what he was going to say already.
I had five others.
And you never know who's going to check in on the radio show, Anthony.
Yes.
Our buddy, our pal, not that Lewis isn't our pal, Anthony, of course he is as well.
Yes, he is.
Jay Moore, live from Hollywood, checking in today. Jay!
What is up?
Hey, Jay.
Half-breed. I want to talk to the half-breed.
Oh, my God. Wait, who are you talking about?
The Rock. The half-breed. There's only one half-breed out stuffing his Samoan face. The Rock.
Now, how the hell...
A little tension there yesterday, gentlemen.
How the hell did you find out there in Hollywood?
You guys are blowing up. You guys have no idea how big you guys are blowing up. I get status reports from, like, my little mold I got planted throughout the city.
So you heard about...
Mike DiNicola, who's a comedian.
Yeah.
I got him. I told him about the gay phone sex with Marco. He didn't believe me. So I told, he listened. He started listening when you guys replayed it on The Worst Of.
Yeah.
And now he's listening every day.
Jay, I got something for you on that call. Now Boston has heard that.
Really?
Yeah, they're starting to play our bits up in Boston. We sent that one off. They loved it.
I'm telling you, you guys are blowing up. You're a phenomenon.
We almost blew up yesterday, man.
Oh my God.
We were scared. Yeah,
the Rock versus Sick Boy is not exactly a fair fight. Like, me and Rick, that could last about a minute.
We were hoping to have your wrestling skills in the studio yesterday, man.
Against that half.
We needed something.
Oh my God. I don't think the Rock's going to like you, Jay, if you keep calling him a half breed.
Right now.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anything funny right now. I woke up. I'm unemployed. My wife and I slept till 12:30. She goes, "What's wrong with us?" I go, "We're unemployed." That's exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Anything in the works there, Jack?
Yeah, a lot of things in the works. That's the problem with Hollywood. You got 17 things in the works.
Yeah, it's a fake.
About a month goes by and you realize, no, one of them came to freaking tuition. Yeah, it's like, wow, I thought I was right on the cusp of 17 projects. Turns out I'm a dick. Wow, they gave that part to the lead singer of Sugar Ray. Yeah, he's got acting chops. I understand that.
God damn.
Charlie's Angel. I went in for Charlie's Angels and the director, I'm taking a piss after a... After the, it wasn't even an audition, I just went in and met them. And the guy goes, "Let's play Lucy Liu's boyfriend."
Yeah.
And the director in the room in front of everybody's like, "Oh, it's going to be great. So what do you think, Lucy Liu, huh? Huh? Huh?"
And I go, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I just want to be in the movie. I think it's such a great script. You know, I'm saying all the right things.
Right.
Such
a great script.
And I go to the bathroom. It was a funny script. It was like James Bond meets Austin. It was really crazy. It didn't take itself seriously. Anyway, I'm in the bathroom taking a leak, and the guy, like, comes in right behind me. And he's like, so what do we got to do to make this happen? I'm, like, taking a leak. I'm like, what do you mean, you know? And so we're just standing there peeing, and I'm like, no, hey, man. I just want to be in the film. I think it's really funny, and I think it's going to be really fun, and I want to work. And he's like, we got to make it happen. This is great. This is. And then he leaves. Like a month goes by. I really didn't hear anything. My agent's like, oh, they gave it to Sugar Ray.
They really did?
What? What happened to peeing side by side, touching elbows, holding our acorns?
Sugar Ray.
Oh, at least funny. He didn't give it to a half-breed.
Look at you all.
John Rocker when you need him. That would have been
great. Yeah, if we had John Rocker in here. All of a sudden...
John Rocker would have fought him.
All of a sudden, a professional wrestler is becoming very political.
You know what you could have done? Like I'm sitting right next to you guys. That's the love of the Opie and Anthony. That's the love of the show. I'm 3,000 miles away, and I just said, we. Like, we're just sitting
there. See? Exactly. We got so many emails that said, Jay should have been there to smooth things over.
I would have punched him right in his half-breed. You think I'm going to lose a fight to a half-breed?
Oh,
I got a half-breed. They're not smart. They lack the necessary intelligence tools. That's why they're not in the front office, you know. Oh,
you're going to be on Extra tonight, man.
I'm going to be on Nightline.
Jay Moore's racist remarks about The Rock.
Hey, we should have fixed him up with Jasmine St. Clair.
That twat. God damn.
Oh, man, what a great couple they could be. The Rock and the whore.
She pissed me off that day, man.
She pissed me off, and I'm, like, more into porno than all of you combined. Well, not Anthony, but Anthony watches so much porno. He rented one and didn't rewind it all the way, and when he hit play, he recognized the guy by his balls. That's when you know you watch too much porno. Hey, is Lewis Black in there?
Yeah.
I love Lewis Black.
Let's not get that. I can't believe you're screaming like this, and I'm going to walk out of the studio and get hit in the head.
I'm the one who's going to get shot.
Well, you're the one that's saying it all. Lewis Black, curly black hair, glasses, color in a nice suit. You can catch him right above the Brooklyn Diner. Get him! Lewis, I got a lot of weight in the truck. State area, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you at? Are you in town? Are you working in town?
Yeah, I'm at Gotham tonight.
New York, go see Lewis Black. One of Jay Moore's favorite comics. Yeah, I just spoke up about myself in the third person.
Just like The Rock.
The Rock does that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what time in L.A.
That's
does
he's
to
not
you.
That intelligent, because he's a half-breed. Like, why did he pick a name like The Rock? It's easy to remember.
Dumbass.
The Rock. Hey, Lewis, they had, you know that girl that did the 300-guy gangbang?
Yeah.
They had her in studio.
We had her in.
No.
And she was so mean.
She was
like,
miserable
so what's
bitch.
What's up next for you? Why do you care? What? I mean, and there's a word for her.
Snottiest bitch.
It was, yeah, but I think it began with a C.
Yeah, the C word.
Or K, if you do it, it's the comedy K word.
Yeah. You're the Rock, you're trying K. to spell it. You're a half-breed.
Hey, Jay, when are you coming back to New York?
Everywhere I'm doing Rascals and Caroline.
All right, because everyone's asking.
I don't want to take attention away from the fact that
hey, man,
Lewis Black, one of my favorite comics, is at Gotham tonight.
Hey, fly us out so we can do like a live Opie and Anthony show from your crib.
I'll fly you guys.
Fly us. He's unemployed, man. Come on. Sugar no, Ray is
doing a gig down here. I got a tour deal down here.
Jay, the show was good. I liked the show.
Thanks, pal.
When they screwed you on.
Yeah. I think everyone liked
that. You know when they dropped the ball in Times Square for the Millennium?
Yeah.
If the show was still on the air, Fox would have put us on opposite that. I love Lewis Black. Big Lewis Black fan.
Jay, before we let you go, what's your opinion on the whole Bill Parcells thing, man? Everyone talking about the Jets situation.
Well, I think Belichick's kind of a fag. And, you know, he's not a very good head coach anyway. I think he's a great defensive mind.
Well, he's gone.
But he's never been a great head coach.
No.
And the excuses he used were so pathetic. The fact that he compared the Browns moving in the dead of night to Baltimore and changing coaches and stadiums, comparing Matt to Leon Hess dying.
comparing the two situations as the craziness when owners, die or move.
Yeah.
It's just so ludicrous. And the fact that he accepted a 2-year extension on his contract so no other team could talk to him. If he goes to the Patriots, they'll be in litigation for a very long time. I think we should get Ditka.
You think? Ditka's...
I was getting scared there for a second. You know what I'm hoping is that Parcells is up in the front office and they do a coach hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And like nothing's really working out. And then Parcells just goes, hey, you know what? Give me the reins.
I'm going.
You want a ring? I'm sick of it. Give me the team, Norton. I'm going in.
I'm saving the team.
Right. Scott Norton, Vinny back. Norton, my friend, I'm coaching the Jets. Louis Black, is that Gotham, Norton? We got to go.
Don't be too sure, Ralph. I ain't got no hairpin.
I got a kern.
A kern.
Love that damn show.
All right, Jay. Jay, take care.
I'll fly out, Coach. You might have to sit in the same seat. Louis Black, one of the best comics going.
You better get your ass in the studio.
Louis Black.
You better get in here.
Sit at home and watch some half-breed. Jazz and St. Clair and The Rock. Did you take this half-breed to be sloppy 370 seconds? See you later, guys. I love you.
All right.
John Rocker, everyone. John Rocker.
There he goes.
That was funny.
The guy's out of his mind.
It's great.
What a life he's living.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. Out there in Hollywood.
It was funny, though. It's a good script, Charlie's Angels. You go, that's when you know they've lost their mind. Well, it was kind of a combination of Austin Powers and Tweety Pie screwed the cap. Okay, great. I mean, it's because I got you out there, and you're kind of going, okay, what do you got? Anything? We got anything?
I'll take it.
Wait a sec. So you want me to host a Tupperware party? Great. No problem. What's the pay? $200,000? Fine. Be me. It'll be, and then what's your name? Florence Henderson. That'll be fabulous. I don't mind.
In.
An hour special. A couple of Christmas songs, then we do the Tupperware. They're coming in colors.
Oh, man.
I said that place when he started to talk. The thing about going in there, he says, you have the 17 projects. It's fake meetings, fake lunches, fake projects. It's all the only thing that's real is and you start to doubt it, is the food. Yes, we're going to be talking. I went to 3 meetings out there. They were completely clinically insane. And you kind of sit there and you got to keep your mouth shut. And I'm never, literally, part of the reason my career kind of has taken forever to even move an inch is that I go to these things initially, about 15 years ago, and I'm going, are you insane?
you can't say that.
Yeah, no.
They take it personally.
And then they go, there was somebody who's, I must have been 35 at this point, and... But I'm sitting with the person, and the person was talking about something. I look, I said, how old are you? And she said, well, I'm 23. I said, well, why am I listening to you? I said, I'm leaving.
Yeah, we know that. Like, you've been in those meetings where you sit down the first minute, you realize, oh, my God, this is a complete waste of friggin' time.
Yeah.
And now you just got to sit and phase out.
And not a lot.
And hours go by.
Yeah.
And they're just feeding you lines of crap.
It's unbelievable.
But in our case, we believed them, and that's why we're here. What the hell were we thinking that day?
And then before you know it, you're doing afternoon drive at NEW. Jesus Christ, what happened?
Would you like more tea? That's the high point of the meeting. Yeah. We're going to have dessert. You're thinking dessert. We're
going to
get dessert.
I think we took this job because the lunch was really good that they gave us that
day.
That's a nice lunch.
That was it.
But out there, they come up, you ask for a tea, and then they bring you something that tastes like peach, and that's bull. it's like, stop it. I asked for tea, but it's our peach infusion. Stop it already. You guys have way too much time on your hands out here.
That's California.
What a slime bucket hole. It just gets worse and worse. I stayed at a hotel out there, and it was so hip, it gave you a headache the moment you walked in. there's some of those. It was a Mondrian. I didn't stay there, but have you ever been in that one?
Oh, yeah.
I stayed there, actually.
I'll stay there. Yeah, it looks like the...
Sunset Boulevard, right?
Yeah, they dress them up like they're communist Chinese. The revolution is over, jackass. Mao was dead. But, you know, put on some clothes.
Yes. Yeah, they put Opie over there, and they put me at the Hyatt across the street. I'm like, great, he stays at this upper crust. My hotel better.
I would have rather been at the Hyatt that day.
No kidding.
The Hyatt's a great place in L.A.
Well, no, but as opposed to hotels that just are, you know, that you go in and you...
The light is
so bad, you know, the light's so psychotic and everything you see. No, that's good, an orange pillar in the middle of the room for no apparent reason. Oh, yeah, they're making a statement. It's really...
Lewis, if you're going with a girl, you'll find something to do with that orange pillar.
Yeah. Lewis, speaking of the Hyatt, do you know the story of the comedian that jumped from the roof?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, how does that story go?
That was the guy that was at the Comedy Store.
Right.
He did a set over there, bombed, and then went to the top of the Hyatt on Sunset and jumped off and hit, like, the driveway that goes up between the Comedy Store and the Hyatt.
He was trying to land in front of the Comedy
Store. Yeah, he wanted to really make it.
You never heard that story?
He bombed and he jumped off the roof.
Jumped off the roof.
A comedian after a set.
And now supposedly he's haunting the Comedy Store also.
Yeah.
Like everyone else. Yeah, right. Plenty of ghosts in the Comedy Store.
Man, what an idea. Boy, there's somebody. Oh, God. That's perfect. But there, but for the grace of God.
Are we allowed to bring a naked woman in here for you today? Or?
Sure, why not?
Want to see one?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we got
you. Yeah, why not? A query businesslike.
Yeah, but what happened? There's no lesbian thing, right? My friends are going to be really disappointed.
I know.
You know?
There was, we didn't have another girl.
This girl's supposedly really cool. Does she need music to get naked or anything? Or?
No.
No, all right, very good.
Just show up?
Yeah, they just show up.
You know, what is the concept? what is the deal behind this? I mean, I know I hear these things go on here every time. Usually it's the day after I come off.
Right.
Oh, God. You came in Friday, but on Monday, Pepe La Conca was here, you know, the conga player, and we had three goats, and then two women came in and did some stuff that was absolutely spectacular.
You have missed
it all. How do you get them? What, you mean they just kind of fly? You're like, no, let's go uptown.
Well, in this case...
Yeah, we just show up.
In this case, we plugged some website. We didn't even know we were plugging it, and all of a sudden the guy wants to, you know, give us a little thank you. A little how you doing.
Oh, another gift from the World Wide Web.
Oh, man.
So you perform in front of three people on Christmas Eve, and we're looking at gifts.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. If you want to talk to Lewis, a bunch of people want to talk to you as well, Lewis. 212-757-1027.
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting little man.
Bend over.
What a douchebag.
Train Wreck Radio.
Bend over.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
1027 WNEW.
All right, Anthony Paisano of Mulberry Street.
Yes. You said you were going there the other day, did you?
I was going to go
yesterday
after the Rock thing. And Joey was here.
He
brought a bunch of food for the Rock and his people and stuff. And after that whole mess yesterday, I had no desire to go down there. And Joey didn't even want me to go down there.
Really?
We all just went home depressed.
Well, you better get your ass to Paisano down on Mulberry Street.
I ate all the fine food yesterday, though, that he brought by.
See, that's one thing with you. Joey brings you the food, and you eat it here. Go to the restaurant sometime. Hang out in the atmosphere that is Paisano of Mulberry Street. Authentic, incredible Italian cuisine, Opie, made from original old-world Italian recipes. You know what? Joey went and he rolled some old Italian broad and stole the recipes. So it is authentic. I'm kidding, of course. My God.
You sure?
No. But who cares how he got the old world recipes? They're really good.
Was I the only one hoping that Joey was going to pull out his piece yesterday when The Rock was acting up?
Oh, my God. Did you see the news now? Joey Paisano shoots The Rock of the WWF. No. Mike, can we just do a spot for Joey here?
He's a
good
spot
friend
for
of
Joey.
The show. We love Paisano. We're down there all the time. At least I am. And I know Rick is. Opie can't be bothered getting a...
That is not true. I patched it up with Joey. We never had a problem, but...
Going south of Times Square is a little rough for Ope for some reason. I don't know. Are you afraid to go near the Village? Think someone's going to recognize you?
What an ass. What a cheap shot.
Okay.
You want to get into some stuff?
No.
I didn't think you did.
It's good. Oh, why? Oh, good. This is great. And Lewis came in and witnessed the breakdown. Oh, yeah, we were going to have a stripper on, but instead we decided to have a nervous meltdown breakdown. Things are going really well. The next thing you know, they're punching each other.
Lewis was the Yoko to R. McCartney and Lennon today. We love Paisano. Really. We're down there all the time. Go go down, see Joey, tell him we sent you, and you get a glass of wine on the house, too.
Exactly, Anthony. It's Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy. He's very busy on the weekends as well, so you might want to make a reservation. Call 965-1188. That's 965-1188 for Paisano of Mulberry Street. 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Hey! Lewis Black taking a quick break. He'll be back in a second here.
Yeah.
Lots to do. What a surprise. Jay Moore calling in today, Anthony.
Very good friend of the show.
Always a pleasure when he calls into our radio show.
Calling from his digs out in L.A.
That's right.
Man, what a life.
I guess we're going to replay the uncomfortable moment from yesterday's show.
Oh, yeah.
After this next segment with Lewis Black. So, like, early in the 5 o'clock hour, very early in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll do that. In case you missed it yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know if I could sit through it. Yeah.
Seems like everyone is talking about it today in New York, even though we're trying to move on with other things.
Yeah, a lot of people emailing me links to websites that are talking about it. So, yeah, I don't know.
A lot of people, though, emailing and calling saying, man, my friend called me, said it was, like, so freaking uncomfortable. It was train wreck radio. It was just unbelievable, but I didn't get to hear it. Could you guys replay it? So I guess we'll put ourselves on the line one more time and play it.
Yeah.
All right? But here he comes, right. Lewis Black, once again.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
That's quite all right.
We want to go
nature
to...
Nature calls.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
Brian, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Listen, I want to know one thing. First of all, I think you're great, Lewis.
Thank you.
But what do you think about that pitcher from the Braves?
Jackass to the 50th power.
Unbelievable, right?
No, it's perfect. It's just perfect. And I had to watch the Mets play Atlanta in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
During that playoff. And he came out, and I said, you know, I said, the guy, first off, when you bear a child that looks like Scooby-Doo, you know there's going to be a problem.
That guy's a mutt.
It's unbelievable.
You know? But also, listen, I wanted to know if I can send out an FU.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sure.
And it's someone that you personally know, Opie, I'm sure.
All right.
Your little Jesus freak from Huntington with that 8-foot cross on the back of the truck.
Oh, that guy.
What
that
is
guy?
Up with that?
I've yelled at that guy a bunch of times.
I'm hanging out smoking a cigar at the cigar shop.
This guy has, like, Jesus save. You got to see the display this guy has.
In Huntington, I mean, he has totally made the commitment to Christ.
What is his story?
I don't know. I want to get him on the show or something.
Let me tell you something.
He takes up all the great parking spaces on Main Street in Huntington with this...
With a big truck.
Yeah, it's a truck. It has a trailer. It has, like, an 8-foot, like, cross.
Big cross.
And he's got a cross. About the Holocaust is coming.
Right, the Holocaust is coming. I forgot.
Because of the Clintons.
Part. Yeah.
But unbelievable.
Well, actually, it's the Holocaust is coming. It's a TV series.
Right.
It's a continuous. That's what he's advertising.
With Charlie's Angels.
It's brilliant marketing by the WB, actually. It's a freak.
You know what I've realized? The more into, like, the more into being a Jesus freak you are, it's only means the more of a sexual alcoholic deviant you were a few years before. You know, like the more you are into it and preaching and putting crosses on your car. This guy must have been like screwing girls at the elementary school while down in Jack Daniels, like 24 hours a day.
Yeah, like
to get to the point where you got to drive around with a crucifix, an 8-foot crucifix.
Is it actually standing?
Yes.
I thought it was like.
No, it's standing.
Oh, please.
Up there when you get to that point, man, you're trying to make reparations.
That's a great point because there's a new woman's group out there. It's Born Again Virgins.
Yeah.
How bad were those women that they have
slut bags?
Yeah.
You should be called slut bags.
Huh? There's a new group. They're called Born Again Virgins, and it's a woman's group.
No girl with an ordinary ordinary sexual activity feels, you know, I better become a virgin. You know, when you've had more in and outs than the Lincoln Tunnel, you know, then you start thinking, oh, maybe I could join a group where it'll grow back. Yeah, you know who brings you a new hymen? The Easter Bunny. Yeah, because it's true. It can happen. You could be a virgin again. Get out of here. There's no chance. It doesn't happen twice.
You
lost it once.
Anthony, what's up?
What's up, guys? O&A, how you doing?
Good. We have Lewis Black in the studio today.
Lewis Black, you're incredible. I watch you on Daily Show as much as I can.
Thank you.
I have a question about the little Cubano that they're sending back. How do you feel about that?
I think we should get something for him.
At least a box of cigars, right?
A couple of pitchers.
I was going to say a couple of draft picks. Yeah,
the Mets could use a couple of left-handers.
Exactly. You know, you don't give him up for nothing.
We call him Raft Boy.
Yeah.
And this poor Sab, is he going to grow up to be a bitter man, this kid? Seeing America and all the Christmas gifts from all over the country that
he was in America, a sympathetic little a kid that got a lot of sympathy there during toys. Christmas, toys. Now he's going to go back to Cuba and live the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah,
like, wait, what happened? No. Wait, last year, I remember around this time, I got a hell of a lot of cool stuff.
That's when you go into, that's when you start reading about, you pick up a paper, 11 years from now, and you read about a transvestite hooker named Manuel.
Formerly Raft Boy.
Formerly Raft
Boy. Now Raft Chick. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, man. Do you have any thoughts on that, the hijacking? The puke plane, as we like to call it.
Oh, man.
That'd be rough. Yeah.
I'm really glad that the other countries in the world, India, they hijack a plane about every 8 minutes, apparently. You know? It's like, how come this is the first one we heard of? It's, oh, boy, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
We don't worry.
And no one really cared.
Nobody cared at all.
It really didn't make much news. I mean, whenever there's a hijacking, I usually can turn on CNN, and you'll see footage from the tarmac, you'll see the real telephoto view of the whole thing. Nothing. Well, we barely got an artist rendering in the paper.
The Indians don't negotiate, so there was nothing to talk about. Just, you know what I mean? It's not like we're asking for this and we're going to do that. There was no other side.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, okay, bye. Quiet.
And kill them all. Who cares? Yeah. And they said bye to the hijackers. Didn't they get away scot-free?
Yeah.
They walked off the plane, right?
Yep.
They got some stuff. They walked off the plane. They killed a guy. They killed one of the passengers.
Yeah.
Greg, you're next.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Lewis,
yeah.
What is on the back of your mind about this 54-year-old woman, Evan Triplets?
Yeah, that hit the paper today.
I missed that.
I didn't hear
that one
either.
There's a lady, where in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere around here.
That is impossible. That's got to be some sort of a circus act thing. She's 36 in makeup. You can't be 64.
54 having triplets.
54.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Poor kid. Coming out must have been like going down one of those slip and slides without the water on. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm coughing up a lung.
Wow. That had a hurt.
That's good.
But, I mean, you know, usually, too, I mean, they give them those fertility pills, so that doesn't really... Those kids are all going to be waddy-headed cephalic. They're going to have to be propped up somehow, because you can't... If you had one of them, you'd be lucky if the kid could walk. What are these three going to be? Well, let's see. Let's divide the IQ into thirds. We got a 19 IQ, so we got a 6, a 6, and a 7. Mm-hmm. You know, God in heaven, what are people thinking?
And not too comfortable when mom has to go to the parent-teacher conference and she's 102, you know? Jesus, man. Have some sympathy for the kid. That's like Tony Randall. Mr. Father of the Year. He's like almost 80 years old and he's having another infant. Jeez, man.
Did she have other kids?
I don't know. I just saw the headline. I'm like, I'm not even going to bother with this one.
Yeah, but I had to ask.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had to ask, to probe a little deeper into the story.
She probably has like a 35-year-old kid.
Yeah, really. Take care of your brother.
That's right.
Your baby brother needs a changing. Jeez, man.
Where did that take place? In the South? Or no?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Of all places.
Yeah. Well, you have ever been in the woods in Connecticut? Yeah. It's it's scary.
It's a little scary. Woman felt her biological sundial running out.
What else is in the news? The Clintons did a one-nighter, I guess.
Ah, right? Yes.
Yeah, like he's going to spend two nights in a row in Westchester.
That must have been a nice little evening because it was him, Hillary, and his mother-in-law.
That must be comfortable when he bumps into her in the robe, you know?
What was that?
Oh, it's the guy that got his schwinky waxed.
Well, you said,
we saw things that we haven't seen in 18 years. Yeah, like her, probably your Spunsta. You know, he was locked in there. There wasn't a lot. You know, how many rooms? She's stuck. You know, and she comes. You know, this has got to stop. Somebody has got to pull her aside. If you watched her, or maybe I'm just losing my grip, but I was watching her yesterday in that interview, and she's talking. She's standing. She is completely detached. Her, it's like somebody is funneling a voice through her at this point. She has absolutely no, there's no meshing of her emotion and who she, there's nothing. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like a cyborg or something.
She is, isn't it? It's like a Stepford one. That would be a good senator. Yeah. That would be good for all of us. And then she kind of does that creepy smile.
And she's got nothing to back it up.
Not anything.
She doesn't have really any plan or anything. She just says, you know, vote me in, be good.
Be good.
That's it.
But those and, bug eyes of hers.
And then they're going to give him $10 million. Did you read that one?
Yeah. A job on Wall Street, right?
A job on Wall Street. Because, you know, he's so smart. He's so damn smart. Out of that, he parlays that into a $10 million. It is not right. Oh, you know, that's just say. You look at the man did that well in office. Guess what? He's an idiot. Okay, you know, let him near money, let him wave at people, let him touch behinds.
That job on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is that what he's getting?
Oh yeah.
So how do you think he'll get into where? The subway?
Oh, yeah, the subway. They'll chop her in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Him and the. And what did you think of Donald Trump running to be the.
Oh, what a joke. That's a goof.
I can't believe they're reporting this as a real story.
Are there no adults left in the room?
Right.
Isn't there somebody, you know, like in their late 70s? A little class, a little wit, and a little wisdom. Take him into a small room. Donald, come here. Guess what? No. 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 Don't talk. Don't talk. No. Hey. That's it. No.
He's got all his yes men. I would love to see him get in just so you could hear the press go, and here's Donald Trump taking his wife to the seventh grade. There he is. First lady ever that's still in junior high. You see his little chippy?
Yeah.
It's like one of his daughter's model friends.
Yeah, it's insane.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then when I actually heard he was running, my teeth tried to reach around to eat my brain. That was my first reaction. What a guy thinks he's a self-made man. What horse. His father's like one of the richest men ever.
Yeah.
Built all of these buildings in New York. Donald Trump's father could have chosen not to have children and had a chimp that just crapped its cage. For 40 years, and that chimp would be worth as much as Donald is today. Okay?
I'd sooner vote for the chimp.
Are you kidding me? I want a chimp as president. I want Scooter, and I think it'd be great. And then you'd actually, and then you go, you turn on, and we'd have, like, in the White House, you just turn it on, and he'd be running around.
That'd be hysterical.
A monkey
just
chain.
An out-of-control chimp running around the Oval Office.
Really? With a couple of trainers who chase him.
The State of the Union address, and just crapping and spanking one out on the desk.
It'd be perfect.
I thought we were talking about the monkey.
Mark, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Lewis. Well, first of all, I wanted to say, Lewis, I think you're greatest here on Comedy Central.
Well, thanks.
Wondering what your opinion was of NASA's repeated success with surveying Mars.
I love it. It's my favorite stuff. Because eventually we're going to find out where it went, and that'll be I won't, but, you know, our children's children will discover where it is.
It'll just be a huge pile of crap on Mars.
I want them to keep shooting stuff up there, you know, because eventually we're going to find. I like the idea of space travel. That's all. I was born and raised in the suburbs. What does that prepare you for? Space travel. Okay? After you live in a place that has no real place. It's not a place, the suburbs. So the next place is Mars or any other place, any other kind of a lonely planet. But I'm looking forward to it.
I can't believe they can't get another, remember how excited we all were with that first little Tonka toy thing driving around on Mars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can't do it again. No. That just shows you what a fluke that first one was.
Yeah.
If it was real at all.
Well, also, yeah, the idea of, like, that they're going to, that you know, when they were saying, you know, they're going to send somebody up in a certain amount of time is really bad. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
They can't get a piece of hardware up there.
They can't get that little thing there. They're going to send a guy?
Yeah, man.
Where are you? Venus, you idiot.
I've always loved NASA, though. I always loved that crap. Because at least it's directed towards something other than, you know, than hurting us. Says Lewis, and let me say peace and love to you all. I have lost my mind. I can't believe I just said that. That's worse than swearing.
We're trying to get the naked girl in, but we're having too much fun here. David, real fast, what do you have for Lewis Black?
Well, from what I hear, some of the Jenny Craig franchisees want to boycott the Lewinsky ads.
Well, they should.
That's what they're saying.
They absolutely should.
The way I see it, she's a fat chick, she's losing weight. It's, it works.
But we haven't seen her ass yet. I'm pissed. She was on Larry King for all that time the other night. She didn't stand up to let us check out that ass.
That's true. I think they're paying her to lose weight.
$1 million.
$1 million a pound?
No. $10,000 a pound.
$10,000 a pound?
Yeah, because she needs to lose 100.
And then you pay me $10,000 a pound, I won't eat.
Exactly. $10,000 a pound, you pay me that, and I'll learn how to blow myself. Did that.
All right, guys.
All right, bye.
Okay. Yeah, she should have that diet, a shake in the morning, shake in the afternoon, and eat an unsensible president for dinner. Should be her little slug line.
I think Lewis performed enough for us today. Now we can give him his reward.
Yes, a little payback.
All right. This girl's from ruse.com, Rick.
You don't sound Rouse? like one of those strip club DJs.
Now making her way to the Open Anthony Show, live from Miami, Florida. You might recognize her as one of the Miami Dolphin cheerleaders.
Wow. Yeah.
Very nice. It's rouse.com, rouze.com. And Christy's in the studio. Christy.
Who's the dude?
Hey.
Who is the dude? Are you the guy that runs the site?
I'm an editor at the site.
Yeah. Editor at the site.
Well, we always get a little nervous when a guy walks in.
You don't have any racist comments on your website, do you?
The Rock?
Because if you do,
I don't say anything bad about The Rock.
Because if you have racist comments on your website, we're going to have to tell you to go home.
Yeah, or you might piss off Lewis.
Happy.
Lewis is going to leave. So they go, oh, wait a minute. Your website, I've seen it there, and you have nothing written about Lewis Black. I'm leaving.
I'm going to start crying.
So without boring the audience, what's rouse.com all about, real fast?
Basically the first online destination site for men.
Okay.
Which basically we're kind of like Maxim in our content. But we have free email, we have stock quotes, we have naked girls.
Yeah.
A different one each week, which is our strongest selling point.
I guess.
And we can't believe Luba did not take it off for you guys.
Yeah, Luba was on this show. This girl, she was all sweet and innocent right off the boat from Russia. Right, Lewis?
Yeah.
We didn't even get a nip at her, right?
No.
What's the problem? She came in to be lesbian for a day and all that, real shy? A bunch of our listeners email us, dude, you got to check out the naked pictures of Luba. This website had just tons of pictures. So she didn't want to get naked for us, but she's naked for the whole world out there on the internet.
And what is it? Is it Rouse? What is the thing?
Rouse.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got it.
Rouse.
That's what we're going for.
rouze.com. Well, Christy, you want to get naked for Lewis Black?
Sure, why not?
All right. All right.
This is radio.
Yeah, I know.
She actually said.
I know. This is psychotic.
Well, we're taping it. We'll put it on the unofficial website.
That'll be good. My mother will be thrilled.
All right. Well,
all of a sudden, my mother will go on the web for the first time ever.
All right. Make sure Lewis isn't in the shot.
Yeah, my mother finally got like web TV for Christmas.
It'll never turn up in anything. This is it. This is where the court case comes. Lewis' career was doing really well. Then he was on the Opie Anthony Show, and the next thing you know, he's playing Bayonne. He's major doing it Paisanos.
My brother thought it was sensible to get my mom web TV for Christmas so she could enter the wonderful world of the internet. You know what the hell the problem is there? She's going to be punching this show's website up, the unofficial one, and seeing what really goes on in here.
I know.
She thinks I'm like Edward R. Murrow or something, you know? She thinks I'm a responsible journalist.
Yeah, because before the internet, we could tell our girls and our parents and stuff that, that was all fake on the radio.
Didn't really happen.
It didn't really happen.
Oh, here's this picture of us.
What's that on your face?
Oh, it looks like a woman, but it's a new type of hat.
A nose warmer.
All right, Christy.
Nose warmer. There you go.
Do I get music?
You did want music?
Sure.
Oh, we need the kaboom box.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll take... Can you stay for a couple more minutes, Lewis?
Are you like I got a life?
Okay. You're not leaving? I'm not leaving. We could tease this for 2 hours. You would stay.
It could be fine.
Lewis is missing his gig tonight at Gotham.
Yeah, he's playing...
Lou's still anticipating.
Gotham tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And where's that located again?
It's 22nd between 5th and 6th.
Lewis Black in the studio. We'll be right back.
Yes. Obie and Anthony.
This is debauchery mania. Prostate exams for everyone.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Obie and Anthony. I guess we got to say goodbye to Lewis Black so Krista could get naked for us, Ant.
Oh, poor guy. Come on.
What? I thought we were moving on with a new segment here, no?
He ain't leaving.
He ain't leaving. All right, Lewis, see you later. Thanks.
Yeah, it's been terrific.
Yeah. Like,
bye, everybody.
Usually he can't wait to get out of here. He's looking at the clock the whole time he's on with us, usually.
I never look at the clock. I usually have a cup of that coffee, and I think, here we go here for another 6 hours.
All right, we got Christy from Rouse.com in the studio, and she has been kind enough to do a little dance for us, Anthony.
Yes.
Especially for Lewis Black.
Dance to spring, I call it.
There you go.
Dance to spring.
And I guess she wants to dance to Welcome to the Jungle.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, that works.
All right, let's get right into it then.
All right.
What do you want me?
On Lewis's lap.
It's a little hard to take off my clothes that way.
Yeah, I would find it, it might be extremely difficult for me. Lotus,
it might hurt somebody.
Away.
Actually, anywhere in there, if you feel.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure. She can do her thing over here.
Oh, okay.
Wherever you need me.
No problem.
Right here.
Okay.
Should we bring a nice comfy chair in for Lewis?
Sure. A lounge chair.
A lounge chair.
Yeah, really. You know, this is psychotic. This is radio. What are you people listening to? Now we're going to play something while Lewis, a comic you've never seen, sees a woman get naked. That's unbelievable.
Why not?
What has happened to this medium?
Isn't it ridiculous?
It's insane. And people are driving along, oh, good.
Then and do you know something? There are channels upon channel on your TV, if you get satellite TV, that only play music. On your TV. And we're doing a live nude girl show here on radio. See how twisted we've become in the 21st century?
And after that, we're going to do a Gilligan's Island rerun. So. All right, Lewis has got a nice little chair.
Yeah.
They must really like you because they didn't give you the lesbian chair.
The lesbian couch. You'd have left with DNA samples on your pants. Believe me.
You would have had a kid in your pants.
All right.
All right. So, Christy from Rouse.com.
Something I do normally. Just so you know.
All right. Okay.
Because the dollar thing freaks me out.
All right. Here we go. Let's crank, crank it up the music in studio.
Listen, welcome to the jungle.
For Christy. And here she goes, Anthony.
Okay, she's taking off her little top thing. Well, she's got a little sleeveless white number on. Oh. Well, she's dancing. Pants are getting unbuckled. Oh, yeah, okay. She got the pants off. She's wearing a little thong.
Oh, very cute.
Little black thong thing.
Small in the boob area, but that's fine. Right, Ant?
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Hey, look at that. Oh, look at Lewis. He almost had a heart attack.
And in a second, she will be completely naked. The thong coming off. She's got her butt facing Lewis.
This is the first time I've seen Lewis Black speechless.
Wow. Oh, she's got the little Hitler mustache shaving job going on. We like that. Wow.
Lewis is smiling like he's in a catatonic state.
Look at her go. Tiny girl.
Yes, she's very tiny. Very cute, though. In good shape. Black hair. About what? 5'2", 5'3", Ant?
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny little...
Closer to Lewis now. Dancing around. Look at that. She's going to town.
You know, I got to be honest. She looks 14. Did anyone check her ID yet?
Can't really check the ID. For God's sake, she does look 14. This girl is of age, isn't she?
Okay. We're in enough trouble. We don't need any more, man.
The Rock will come in here and arrest us.
Right.
Wow.
Well, very, very nice.
All right, there she goes. Back over to Lewis.
Look at Lewis.
Lewis just sitting there like he could be at a press conference or a church. Yeah. All right.
She's bumping and grinding.
Well, that's Christy Anthony from Rouse.com.
All right.
That's the website that brought you the new pictures of Luba, who is also on our radio show.
Wow.
Lewis is giving that that strip club nod, Ant.
Yes.
That strip club nod, like, yeah, all right. What'd he say?
It's a long record.
I believe he's a little embarrassed, Anthony.
Really?
A little bit.
Shouldn't be any reason for that. It's just a naked girl that looks 14 in front of him.
And Rick, of course, taking some digital pictures for the Underground website,
as always.
We know this is radio, and it doesn't really make sense when you hear it in your car, but then you go home, you check out the unofficial website, and you get to see what we were talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
FoundryMusic.com. FoundryMusic.com.
We give our listeners the visual medium,
yes,
don't we? All right. What do you think, Lewis? Having fun?
Yeah, see?
He's nodding.
He is speechless. The guy that has an opinion on everything.
He's finally speechless.
He's finally speechless.
She's like singing to him and stuff. Totally naked. She don't have a stitch of clothes on, okay.
I see that, Ed. I can't get past the fact that she looks 14.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very nice.
Back on my own mic.
Also, a lot of people checking in because they want to hear the replay of the uncomfortableness that was the Rock interview yesterday.
Yeah.
We're not going to bore you with the whole hour interview, but we are going to replay the part where it got very, very uncomfortable after our next commercial break. Right after commercial break.
All right.
Well, right now, let's hear it for Christy from Rouse.com. Bravo. Lewis? any thoughts? Anything to say?
This is a special moment for all of us, I think.
Yes.
I mean, really, this 519, this never happens at 519.
No.
Nothing ever happens at 519.
You were given that strip club nod.
What do you do with your, what else? Do you smile? You stick your tongue out? What do you do?
It's always so uncomfortable when the girl dances like that for you. Like, boobs, yep.
That's good.
But then, then that passes and other things rush through your head. They're wrong.
Very good.
But she was good.
Yes.
Yeah. She was terrific. Oh, no kidding. That was unbelievable.
All right. Rouse.com.
Yep. Well, Lewis, you can hang.
I will. After that, I got to.
It's up to you, but we got to replay that rock thing yesterday. But you could give your thoughts
if
you like.
We got to replay it.
It's only like a 5-minute segment.
Oh, okay, sure.
All right. Look at Lewis. He's so easy to convince.
Like 5 minutes, be a tape on. Can we get another dance?
We could probably do that. There was another girl upstairs that wanted to be a lesbian. Did she run away?
We'll bring her in just a few minutes.
A lesbian?
Are you
willing to kiss another girl?
No.
Oh, wow. Very, very set against that.
I like men. I'm with the men.
All right. I was hoping for a love connection.
Like
that's okay.
But she looks like a guy.
Do you have a strap on laying around, maybe?
Christy, very nice body, by the way.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
All right. All right, more to come. I guess we have a lesbian. We got the rock thing from yesterday. And more from Lewis Black, who's playing at Gotham tonight.
There was until about 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's going to be here.
Gotta be that.
His brain has been erased, but he'll try to come up with something for tonight. He did have all this material work down his head. All right, 8 o'clock show tonight.
Is this the best radio you guys can come up with?
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNAW, it's Opie and Anthony, and he does not want to leave. Lewis Black, everyone, playing Gotham tonight at 8 o'clock. Oh. And we just took care of our pal that takes care of us.
That's very nice.
Look how mellow you are now.
I am. This is
a new man. You walked in the studio like you were on crank, and now look at you.
Yeah.
That's what nudity will do to you, huh?
Changed. You don't care about the world and its problems anymore, do you?
Lord. It doesn't take much to bring me to a screeching halt.
Doesn't that mellow?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's great.
It is. I kind of got a little, it's like, you know, it's like spinning around. It was fun.
Hey, you're no fun anymore.
Look at you. Nudity is like kryptonite to him, you know?
Well, you just said you were going to play something. Good. Get on with that show of yours.
He just wants to sit there and savor the moment.
He's going to make sure it's in a spank bubble for years to come. Mike, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
All right.
I was just at Barnes & Noble in Huntington.
Yeah.
Trying to check out the magazines. They had that place completely shut down. And they wouldn't let me through, so I started yelling, "The Rock sucks, Opie and Anthony," and they kicked me out.
Oh, very good. Wow.
I was walking down the line yelling, "The Rock sucks, go home, Opie and Anthony." It was great. People were giving me the finger. It was fun, man. We had a good time. I didn't see any signs or anything, though, man. I was going to go back with a sign, but I figured they would recognize my face and come after me.
Well, we appreciate the support.
It was fun, man.
I think we got a raw deal yesterday.
Oh, you guys definitely did, man. He went crazy.
Oh, good.
That was bad.
All right,
guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Over now, Wrangler.
All right.
Boy, that's going back.
That's a story for another day.
Push down Paul for a minute. We got to talk to him for 2 seconds.
Paul.
Paul from AirSick.
Okay.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, that new CD you sent over to the Opie and Anthony show? You know how they send us CDs, song parodies and stuff? AirSick Productions.
You like that
we
one?
We love them.
I got to explain. They get so excited about their material, they try to get, you know, songs about some of the stuff we're talking about the day before.
Yeah.
So they FedEx it. One day FedEx, right, Louis?
It's got to get here fast.
Got to get there so Opie and Anthony can play it immediately.
Right.
So we got it. We're reading some of the names of the tracks on the CD case going, "Wow, this is relevant. This is good. I can't wait to hear these." Pop it open. I guess they wanted to get it out so fast they forgot to put the CD in. There was no CD in the case, Paul.
I know. It's in the mail today now.
You know, the most important thing is the CD.
I feel like such a dick. I open up the CD burner there. There it is. Billy's going to kill me. That's
Bravo.
That guy.
That's funny.
Man, hey, I know. Hey, Louis, I've opened up for you a couple of times at Governors. You rock, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Paul Bond.
Hey, how you
guitar
doing?
Guitar act. How you doing, man?
Good.
You know, you gave me the same look when I lap danced for you, too.
Everyone's a smart ass. Right.
I love Louis.
Thank you.
So, Paul, you're playing what, Bananas tonight?
I am in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. Yeah.
Want
to see one of the AirSick guys perform live.
All right, there's no conflict there in between the two.
That's right.
Camps, okay. I guess we can plug you in a little bit.
I'll be there tonight and tomorrow.
All right.
So I appreciate it. And the CD is on its way. It's already in the mail.
Good
move. You know what Rick said to me? He goes, "Don't bother FedExing it. We're not here tomorrow."
Yeah, now I can wait till Monday.
All right, man.
All right.
Enjoy the show. Take care.
All right,
so have a good show tonight.
Yeah, thanks. You too, Louis.
All right.
Take care.
Comic talk.
Ah, the camaraderie between you comics.
Yeah.
Till you don't see each other, and then you're talking about each other. Guy stole my bit.
We're a step above guys in clown suits. You know?
We're waiting for the day where we get along with one other DJ.
It ain't going to happen.
It ain't happening.
No. We tolerate people. It's about it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Most DJs are just dicks.
Yeah.
They got that whole, you know, attitude, the DJ thing. And even, we've been to some things where we had to broadcast with about 30 other radio stations.
Like in L.A. and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. What do they call that thing? It's one, you get one interview after another kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like, "Hey, Mitch Gumstein, how you doing?" you could turn the voice off now, pally.
Right.
You know, we're not on the air.
How
you doing? You're from that station. And then they go through all, like, the alphabet soup of stations they were at. That was WABG, WGBZ, WGBZ, KLLD. It's like, who cares? They always got the voice and the attitude. Ugh, we don't get along with any of them.
I'm distracted. There's a really hot girl outside the studio.
Oh, yeah?
What is her deal? Is she going to do anything? She's going to, really?
What's with the guy?
She wants to talk to the canoe driver, Anthony.
I don't think that boat goes to that slip. Tell you the truth.
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. We'll get her in here in a minute. Another guy that was at the book signing. Tom.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, I was yelling stuff when I...
all right, try again.
Okay, yeah. I yelled stuff and they threw me out. But you know what I find ironic is in the WWF, man, they got John Lewis and everything else working for them. And you guys, you know, you guys can't clown around.
Well,
come on, dude. Pat Patterson is a, you know, he's a sexual harasser. He still works there, and he's the Rock's buddy.
Is this
maybe
that guy again?
He's getting a rock.
Are you the guy that...
That's right, but I used to work for them, And I'll tell you right now, I challenge any of them. They got some more down. They set you guys up so bad. I seen just by the... You could tell by the way he was talking to you guys that they were going to set you up because he wasn't even himself, man.
This guy called up a couple of months ago and said that he was sexually abused or assaulted.
I was sexually harassed. When I was a kid, I was abused by a ring announcer from the WWF. I threw them in.
Wow, that could cause damage.
Let me tell you something. You guys can... Or whatever, but they use you like a pawn, like they use everybody else. He knew he was going to do that. He was on The View yesterday in the morning talking about the racial angle. This is a total thing, man, where they knew all along they were going to come out and they got all the publicity out of this that they wanted from the New York City area, man. They just use you guys. I hope that you guys learned your lesson, man, and don't support them no more. And let me see if Shane McMahon or Vince McMahon gives you guys a call and says and tries to smooth things over. They blew you guys off, man.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
I just had it rolling out of the station.
I saw it. All right. Well, everyone's talking about our interview with The Rock yesterday, Anthony. It's big news today. We gave our views earlier, so we don't want to rehash that part of it, but we want to play for all our faithful listeners the very uncomfortable moment.
I haven't heard this yet.
So I guess what we're going to do is we're going to start the tape here where we're still having fun with The Rock.
Yeah.
Just joking around, and then all of a sudden we're blindsided. Absolutely blindsided.
The Rock all of a sudden making, racial accusations and getting all pissed off.
All right, so let's go to the tape from yesterday.
Well, that's the funny thing is you didn't even try to be a good guy. I mean, it just happened. Like, he'd go out there and say he was the people's champ, and the people were like, no, you're not. You know, you're just like being pompous and saying, I'm the people's champ. And then after a while, it just caught on. You brainwashed everybody. You hypnotized them or something. So, like, yeah, he is the people's champ.
Hey, Chris, what do you have for The Rock?
Rock, this is one of the millions of fans. I was calling to find out what kind of injuries you've ever sustained in the ring.
In the ring, other than a couple of knee injuries, had a couple of surgeries already. That done shoulder injuries all the time. Pretty much your typical bumps and bruises.
Yeah, you can see time and time again, you see, like, black and blue marks on some of the wrestlers from going off the ring and everything. What about when you flip over the top? What's that do to you?
Well, you won't see too much flipping over the top from The Rock. Not like the Hardy Boys or anything like that.
Yeah, they get into it. That ladder match is still one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. We got Sick Boy in the studio. He's like a wrestling expert. You got a quick question for The Rock there, Sick Boy? He's been chomping at the bit all afternoon.
Yeah, I was actually kind of curious about it. Remember the MTV special over the summer? They had the feature on Tony Atlas, who was your dad's tag team partner. I was kind of wondering if you saw that and what you thought about. They kind of highlighted some of the hard times that Tony's gone through over the years and him talking about being so desperate that he wanted to kill himself and all that and just what your thought on it was, you know, with your dad being his partner.
Well, before The Rock actually answers that, just out of curiosity, you know, The Rock's heard of your name, and The Rock's got a question for you regarding your website.
Oh, no.
Actually, I had no idea it was you who goes by the name of Sick Boy, but
right.
It was brought to my attention last night from the office that your website carries a lot of racist comments, and I just want to hear about that. And for the most part, I just want to know, it sounds like all you guys are friends, and if you guys had known that this is a guy who has racist comments on his website, and if, in fact, you guys are behind that.
Oh, I've seen his website a few times. He's got a bunch of writers on there. And I think they just open it up to everything.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything ever been racist, no more than any of the humor that goes on in this show.
Well, hey, now, don't blame our show.
No. Don't lump us into that.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, after it was read, a couple of lines were read yesterday. The officer called me, read a couple of lines for me, said something like, you know, The Rock, being half black, half Samoan, doesn't know whether he should go rob houses or eat food or whatever it is, and saying Jacqueline's from the jungle and Mark Henry, something about him being a gorilla or a monkey or something like that. So, elaborate on that. Mm. If that's the case, if you guys are behind this guy, then really I really don't even want to be here, for that matter, and I certainly don't want to talk to you.
Well, this is nothing that's been written by me. I've got a staff of 15 writers that are on the site, and the site is done as an entertainment site, adding humor and just commentary on what goes on in wrestling. I haven't seen anything that was racist on the site. If there was anything that I ever saw as being too extreme, it would be gone in a heartbeat. You know, know, there's been plenty of stuff that gets...
Well, being saying that Jacqueline is from the jungle and Mark Henry's a monkey, and whether or not The Rock wants to rob houses because he's half black or he wants to eat because he's half Samoan, quite frankly, I find that offensive.
Well, I haven't seen that. I mean, I haven't seen those posts at all. I don't know if anybody else has. And
I'll be honest, I've never read any of that.
I mean, I've never seen one thing up on my site that would ever be racist, because that's not, you know, that's not how I was raised, and that's not how I would run a website.
Well, it's on there.
Well, I haven't seen it on there. If it's on there, it will absolutely be removed. But, you know, I absolutely do not condone, nor do I, you know, support any of the statements made. And if, you know, somebody on there has made racist comments like that, they're absolutely going to be fired.
Can I be excused?
Whoa, really? Wow.
All right.
Well, for the most part, it's one of those things where, again, I was contacted, I was made aware of it, and the office was made aware of it, and quite frankly, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to answer your questions. And if you guys have anything to do with this guy, I quite frankly don't want to have anything to do with you guys.
Honestly, I've never read any of that stuff on the site, and that's the honest truth.
No, we have him on whenever we have wrestlers on. He's an expert, knows a lot about it. We have that on. I don't know anything about any racist postings. Like I said, we don't condone that either.
Mm. Well, it was brought to my attention last night, and it was read to me over the phone in detail.
When you have an open forum, especially on the internet, there's not really much you can do about
that. Well, apparently it was from the writers who you must employ somehow.
Well, they're not paid writers at all. They're hired based on their writing skills. But if I'd known somebody was posting that kind of crap, well, you know, I apologize for anything that you may have taken offense to. I absolutely, you know, do not condone that type of writing, especially on my website. You know, it's something that I put a lot of hard work into, and it's been up for 2 years now. And you know, we've put a lot of energy and a lot of money into it to make it something to be proud of, and for something like that to be on it is a black eye to the site, and it's a black eye to me. And you know, I apologize to you and Jacqueline, and you know, anybody else from the WWF who, if somebody had made a comment like that to them, then they will absolutely be gone.
Hmm.
You mean African American site?
All right, enough with that.
Wow. Boy, that sure turned around quick. Look at that. What the hell are you doing?
So what else, guys? Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, God damn. You ruined our interview with The Rock. What the hell? We were all having fun.
All right. Well, we still want to thank you for coming by.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, absolutely.
I hope you don't hate us.
Well, no, I mean, if you know of this, and if you're telling me the truth, if you know this...
I'm giving you my word. You don't know much about me, but I honestly have never read anything like that on his website. And that is my word. I'm not backing down or anything. I've never read anything like that. And that's the God's honest truth.
All right.
I believe it's there. I'm not going to lie, but, you know, if you say it's there, but...
I was pretty much there, you know, for the most part. Again, I was brought to my attention last night, sat on the phone for a good couple of hours, and... made the publishers aware, and I had no idea it was them, but appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Okay. Book signing starting at... And there it was from yesterday.
Oh.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, what a difference a day makes.
Thank God Lewis came here to give us some humor.
If we had a naked girl yesterday, I think everything would have been fine.
Yeah.
And The Rock's a little angry with, you know, the racist... Oh, Christ, look, boobies. You know? And everything's cool.
You know, I mean, we talked...
The Rock apologizes for calling you a racist. Bring on the gash.
Yeah. We talked about it the first hour of the show today, but basically, you know, what pisses me off, and we did say right from the start of today's show, if he wants to come back on our show today, by phone or live, I don't care. I'll say this to his face as well.
Not anymore.
Right. But
that's it. He can't come now.
But I think the guy, and I said this earlier.
Statue of limitations.
I said it earlier. I think the guy's a pussy because,
oh, my God.
Oh, no. He's okay.
And I would say it to his face, and we did say he could come back, and I'll tell you why. Because after that whole segment was done and we went to commercials, any man would have stayed behind and maybe talked for a few more minutes. That guy turned his head and out the door.
I'm sorry to say, from listening to that, The only people that sounded like pussies were me, you, and Sick Boy.
Well, we said that earlier, too. Because we were blindsided.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know where that was coming from.
It's yours. My favorite is, you know, you go, well, you know, the least we can say is we're glad you came in. And then you go, yeah, we are.
really glad. Please don't beat us up, you huge man. I mean, you got a professional wrestler. The guy's giant. Sitting there. You see him every week on TV, like three times a week. And, you know, you blindsides it like that. It's kind of hard to come back with something.
And we're guilty by association. I never even saw what he was talking about.
Yeah,
that's what pisses me off.
Well, that's the weirdest thing. That it's, you know, that he saw it, nobody else saw.
Well, I thought a lot about it last night while watching some Amos and Andy reruns. That it was, why? Check, please. Bellboy,
this bag is full. But he wants to talk about stereotyping and stuff like that. Why does he look at the company he works for? I mean, we have no problem with what the WWF does, but why don't you start with your job?
Yeah, they got a guy called the Godfather that comes out and says, the black guy, pimping ain't easy. He's a pimp.
Right.
He comes out with four hoes, these strippers that come out with him. Anybody want a piece of my fine hose? Pimping ain't easy. I'll be pimping 24/7. Like he's a total black stereotype.
Oh my God.
But that's okay.
Yeah, he works for
the company that's writing the Rock's check.
Yeah, they exploit stereotypes, and I have no problem with that. But yeah, exactly. They cut the check, so he's not going to say anything in house there.
Isn't it a little weird how he didn't even break character? Because he wasn't in character the whole time, but that whole thing how he talks about himself in third person didn't stop.
That
like usually somebody would say, you know, hey, I'm not going to answer your question because the things that you put on your website pissed me off. He's like, well, The Rock isn't going to answer your questions because The Rock was informed about this, and The Rock is a little. It's like, well, who are you talking about? Bring The Rock in, and we'll talk about it with him. He still talked about himself in third person. It's a little weird, isn't it?
Yes,
think
it
he does
is.
That all the time? Think he does that in bed with his wife?
The Rock's slamming you right now. The Rock's giving you a good one, isn't he?
The Rock's
take your heads out from between your legs because you guys are probably the biggest marks in the business.
Biggest marks?
What do you mean, biggest marks?
You guys are the biggest fans. You know, you talked a big game today, but yesterday you guys were clamming up there.
We explained it all earlier. We were in complete shock. What was going on? And we gave him the form again today, you know, because now we're a little more prepared about what he was wanted to bring up, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, well,
ready to go.
We did say that. He could come right in here right now, that we have 15 guys with us.
I know. Yesterday it sounded like you guys were ready to get on that motorcycle together. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Hop on the jet ski.
There you go.
I'm pissed off at myself. I am totally friggin' pissed off at myself.
Oh.
Totally. Like, we completely came off like we backed down and just, you know, gave in.
I think
we came off trying to sound like we were trying to explain ourselves, and we're stuttering, muttering.
You stutter and mutter, Spidey, you stutter and mutter and prick you. Look at you.
Lifelong members of the SmackDown Hotel.
Yeah, we were just in shock. I mean, I just couldn't believe it was going on. All right?
Okay, guys.
All right, bye. What do you got, Mark?
What about yesterday? As he's plowing through the millions and millions of fans out here, Mark steps up to him and goes, "Hey, would you like to cut an ID for the Opie and Anthony show?"
Jesus Christ! You got some set of balls, Mark.
What are you gonna do? Punch me? You know, I mean, what do I care?
He could have. They say he has a rage problem.
Ed, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you guys, there was really nothing wrong with anything you said. You know, there was a lot of confidence and everything. It was just hard to hear because you could hear a sound of knees knocking in the background.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I was like, because, you know, I mean, I did some research on the guy. The guy has a rage problem.
No, it sounded like a setup. It sounded like it was
I had to use some baby powder from the rash I got from wetting myself, tell you the truth, when I got home.
Take care, guys.
All right, man.
Yeah, look, you guys sounded, we'll read some real ones.
I wouldn't want to get in a room with a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
I mean, the concept is a little odd.
Just ask Belzer. Huh? Just ask Richard Belzer. Yeah, that time Hulk Hogan choked him out.
Yeah, no, they're not. I mean, it's a nutty. It's a completely psychotic. Now I'm mad again. They got a restaurant. They got a restaurant in my corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? When I think World Wrestling Federation, the next thing I think is food. You know?
Hey, we're cordially invited.
Sweat and grunt and make noise. I think, God, you know what? I need chicken wings. God in heaven. They yelled about Disney coming in. What about them? How nuts is that? Two blocks from my home. If I'd known that when I was a kid, that this is what it was going to end up at, I'd have killed myself.
Paul from, from right around the corner. You guys sounded so guilty and like such pussies, like little school kids being scolded by the teacher. See, that's how I feel that at least I came off. I'm not very happy with the way we handled that yesterday.
Well, maybe you could spend some time in church over the weekend.
I think I will. I'll light a candle for myself. I think I'm going to.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
I had to sneak in. This is Macbeth from X Wrestling.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, you are a genius, man.
Thank you.
I read this guy's posts. They're hysterical. They are really funny.
The latest one. We have a public service announcement from The Rock.
I got to check that out.
And I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank The Rock, because yesterday we were a 5,000 hit site. Now we're a 20,000 hit site.
20,000 hits. You guys are a bunch of pussies if you don't put that the posting up.
Oh, please. Once Sig realizes he's not going to get sued, everything will be back up. Our big gimmick will be making fun of The Rock from now on.
All right. Cool.
I have something else to say.
Viscera rules.
Thank you, Joe.
What The Rock is cooking.
What a freaking moron. He is the biggest hypocrite on the face of the earth.
I think I agree with you.
I mean, I don't blame you guys for. I mean, you're in a bad position. I wouldn't.
You can't care.
I'm sorry. I'm just worked up and trying to get in all day.
I didn't really care about that. I just was in. I was in shock.
Like, the guy works for the raciest company on the face of the earth. He makes his money off doing those kind of things. You know, right. What's he going to say about a website that's basically praising him, making a few jokes?
Right. All right,
this
Joe.
Is a bunch of crap.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Matt. Macbeth.
Matt.
Oh, Matt, I'm sorry.
You're rolling, man.
All right.
Take care.
Oh, that's Macbeth?
Yeah, you got... Macbeth. Dude, you got to read some of his posts. They're hysterically funny. Like, he's got this whole thing now on here, I guess. A public service announcement from The Rock. He wrote it. He puts these pictures, I guess, of The Rock's action figure.
Yeah.
And he talks like he's The Rock and stuff. Like, this guy's got a set of balls. He don't care. It's pretty funny.
Pete, what's up? Hey, Pete.
His action figure.
Did we lose Pete?
I guess. No, man.
Hey, Pete, what do you got?
Yeah, it's Tom, by the way.
Oh, Tom. It says Pete on the screen. Sorry.
Oh, what's up? Dude, I'm about to go work the book signing.
Yeah.
You guys want me to do something like X-Wrestling all over or something?
Just whisper in his ear, Opie and Anthony, say hi.
Yeah, maybe apologize to him for you guys.
No, I ain't apologizing to him at all. I apologized yesterday, and that's all he's getting out of me. I didn't even really apologize. I was trying to tell him what I knew, which was nothing.
Man, it doesn't matter. This book sucks, man. I read it.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, there's a lot of pictures in it, so.
Yeah, 5 years in WWF. He's got no story. He made it big from the start. He's going to end big.
All right, Pete.
All right, later, guys.
Thank you.
What story do you tell? What is the story? I wrestled somebody. We set it up. I'm going to win. He's going to lose. What's the story?
Oh, no.
It's not like what did I exercise for a while. I ate a lot of that bionic crap. I got bloated muscles. Then I was up against the Tick. And we had to sign a contract. And then I won. What is the story? It's about 8 pages.
You remember the Tick cartoon, Anthony?
Hell yeah.
That was the you know what, man. I like that cartoon.
Hey, old Dirty, what's going on?
My man, I heard yesterday. Yeah. Well, I was kind of. Come on, man.
What?
Why were you apologizing to him, bro?
I
should have threw him out of the studio, man.
Well,
you should have threw him out. You should have said, you know what? We have nothing to do with the website. The man you want to speak to is right in front of you, and he's my friend. And if you got a problem with that, you know, let's talk about it off mic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You went around and turned it into one of those fake WWF. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why.
How soon before the WWF goes bankrupt, kid?
That's why I think he's a pussy for not even discussing it after the fact when we were in commercials.
He should have, man. He should have said, yo, you know what? Let's talk about it.
He bolted out crying like a little baby. Little bitch.
Come on, man.
All right.
And now what's going to happen? Now you guys have been getting good press in the magazines and everything. Well, now what's going to happen with that?
Everyone's like, you better just, like, not talk about the incident today on your show.
Who said that?
A bunch
lawyers?
A bunch of people around here.
No, man, slander for that. What do you, I mean, come on.
It's too real. It happened to us. We got to, like, discuss it, you know? All right, old dirty. All right. Anything else about it?
Nah, man. I mean, I was surprised, man. I thought it was like a setup or something, like a joke.
I
thought it was a bit, man. I said, oh, watch, he's gonna take, you know, he's gonna flip or something.
That's why we started laughing when he first said, "I got a problem with your website." We're like, okay, what? You know, I thought something funny was gonna finally come out of his mouth.
Aye. Never a dull moment.
All right,
my friends.
Thank you.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Upstairs.
Well, this could go on forever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all anyone wants to talk about, but...
He just bolted out.
Bolted out.
Well,
let's take a break, Anthony.
Okay.
That's how it went down yesterday.
Yes.
All right. Fran is 84 years old. Rick, you cannot have oral sex with Fran. I'm sorry.
No, anal is okay.
Trainwreck Radio. The Opie and Anthony Show.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony. Still in the studio, Lewis Black, who's playing at Gotham tonight at 8 p.m. We don't know where Gotham is, Anthony.
It's 22nd between 5th and 6th.
22nd between 5th and 6th.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the Rock's opening up.
The Rock.
I do a comedy act. I'm The Rock. I just call myself The Rock all night. Check it out. I'm third person. Or he's third person.
He's The Rock. All right. Well, we have a girl in here who's 18, and she wants to be a lesbian for a day, but the problem is we only have one girl, so that's going to be a little tough.
That becomes a whole other... I don't know what maybe another species we could find.
I mean, Christy's still here, but she's not into women. But if she was into women for like 5 minutes, we'd give the website a real nice plug or something. Huh?
If she dances for Lewis,
you'll kiss her?
That's right. All right. I'm game.
You're game?
I'm game.
Oh.
This is completely nuts.
All right. Break out the chair. Bring back in the boombox.
Yeah, this is...
Look at Lewis. Get over there.
This is really insane. I could have left.
We got to...
Oh, no. Perish that thought.
You thought he was mellow. Now he's about to pass out totally.
This is unbelievable.
All right. Now...
You can't leave.
We have a very cute 18-year-old girl here. We have another girl that looks like she's 14.
Yes, she's got something to say.
I'm just kidding with you. You're not taking off your what?
Not all my clothes.
Meaning, nope, you're not taking your panties off? Okay. Why does it look like you're making Jiffy Pop popcorn in your underwear or something?
Nah.
That's okay. It's okay.
Well, Opie has a tendency of... opening his mouth before people open their zippers.
Right. Here. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. Please.
All right.
You ruin it for everybody.
I don't ruin things.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, she even had a song and everything.
Just going to take the shoesies off.
All right. She's taking off her top.
This could be pretty good. Coming down.
She's stacked.
Pants coming off.
We are getting videotaped for the unofficial website.
Pretty cool.
That is very nice.
Oh. Undies kind of... Oh, no. Back to the bra.
Here we go. The flash, Anthony. The flash.
Wow. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Well, Christy, she danced for Lewis. Christy from Rouse.com. Oh, you better not be all talk.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah, those are 18-year-old boobs. Definitely.
All right.
I'm putting my clothes back.
Without the clothes. You want to take pictures.
Yes.
I get it.
Wow. Yeah, why not? Lewis is still here.
Playing Gotham tonight, Anthony. 8 o'clock show. 22nd between 5th and 6th.
All right.
So Christy, who's never kissed a girl before.
There's Nicole.
And Nicole. And Nicole has never kissed a girl before, so it's like a quick little lesbian for a day thing here. Look at Lewis.
Get a real one going, you know.
A real one.
No like crap. Here you go.
Lewis looks like...
Very sensitive. Wow.
Wow.
Going at it.
They're completely making out, Anthony.
Wow.
Yeah, a little more would be very nice. Look at the camera crew. It's like the paparazzi.
Yeah.
You guys are blocking Lewis's. You're blocking Lewis's view.
Like it's, you know, put your hands on each other.
Didn't
say
that far.
No, go ahead. Wow. Trust us. You liking that?
More?
It's pretty good.
Christy, did you like that?
Well, I gotta be honest, I prefer men.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
What about you?
You know what? There's not much of a difference, to tell you the truth. Yeah. Not much of a difference.
You know, girls are just so weird. I mean, you're not gonna see two guys just do that and go, you know, I prefer girls.
Hey, girls.
But that wasn't too bad. You're just not gonna ever see that.
Nah.
How about we get Opie and Anthony to do it?
Oh, yeah.
So that'll happen in Bizarro World.
Is it snowing in hell?
Even if it was.
Exactly.
Still wouldn't matter.
Huh?
Yeah, I got lipstick. I got lipstick.
I think if we had a make out to save the world, it wouldn't happen.
Did that arouse you at all? Was it pretty good?
It was a wreck.
Yeah?
Not aroused, though.
No?
No, we weren't talking to you.
You should have put your hand down her panties or something. That would have worked. Well, I'm just saying, that might have worked. Jeez. They're getting all... bad on my ass over here.
And Lewis Black looks like he could be an extra in Awakenings or something over there. It's like a catatonic state, man. Well, that was very nice.
Yeah, bravo.
We didn't expect that to happen. We got to thank Nicole for coming in with her little tight 18-year-old body, Anthony.
That's pretty good.
For the love of God, I hope she's 18. And Christy from Rouse.com. All right? All right. All right, let's take another break.
Oh, back to our seats.
Lewis, anything else we can do for you today?
No, it's been really my life.
It's going to be the next back in black
right.
On Comedy Central.
Do a bit on it.
It's just going to be like, and here's Lewis Black.
Well, you got to realize, you walk across town to do this. Every time I come in here, nobody's here. And all of a sudden, 5,000 people show up.
Now you're getting action.
Women are making out. It's like...
He's stammering. But the best part about it is they both never kissed a woman before.
Yeah.
What?
Reapplying the lipstick there.
Yeah, I don't want to walk out on the street and look like I've been making out with
her. All right. Well, very nice. Well, wow. Should we let you go?
I think I'm going to have to go.
No. After that, you can stay as long as you want, but I figured I'd give you the out.
No, it's been a pleasure, though. You know that.
Yes. Lewis Black really from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. He does Back in Black still every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday night.
And he's playing Gotham all weekend long, starting tonight at 8 o'clock, 22nd Street between 5th and 6th.
Nice. You got it. Very good.
It's Lewis Black, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Boring. Anthony. Boring. Producer Rick. Boring. Spaz. Yay. The Opie and Anthony Show. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Hey, gotta thank the very funny Lewis Black for stopping by today. He's always a pisser. This guy's out of friggin' control.
Great friend of the show, too.
Yeah. Earlier, he was just doing some top shelf stuff, Anthony.
Yeah.
All right.
That kid's friggin' sick, boy. He's just got like this whole posting that he put up on his site, and he titles it, "Is That a Train?" And it's about the whole thing. His whole views on Dwayne Johnson. I guess he will not refer to him as The Rock anymore. Us and how we and him handled the situation. Other websites that have bashed him and us getting their facts wrong. It's a pretty cool post. I'm wondering, he says he wants to personally thank us for not dumping the blame on him because they could have easily done it to cover their asses. As a friend of the show and a guest of the show, I have an unlimited amount of respect for those guys. Good, thank you. Will this BS affect my relationship with the show? It doesn't matter one damn bit. Are you doing a Rock thing there, sick boy? Will it affect the show? It doesn't matter. No, he says it doesn't matter a bit, but no. Sick boy, it will not affect our relationship, your relationship with the show.
No.
Definitely not.
All right. Chuck, are you there?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, how you guys doing? I was hoping you guys would put Lewis in a coma. Maybe I could have got a spot at the Gotham Club, man.
That's Chuck.
You know, Lewis is very intense, man. If you ever see him on stage, his veins are popping and glasses fogging up. You guys drained all his energy, man.
No.
What kind of show they're going to get,
believe
man?
Me, he gives it all every time. And you should see the veins popping and his eyes popping out from 2 feet away. It's frightening. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You guys should have got The Rock to cut the ID, man. That would have been cool, you know. Hey, this is The Rock. Whenever I'm driving away from a robbery in my stolen car and eating fried chicken, I like to listen to Opening Anthem.
Oh, my God. And, Chuck, please, can it be said that you are a black man?
I know. Yeah,
with these racist comments?
If it'll help our cause, Chuck is a black guy.
I'm an octoroon. I'm not a half-breed, though.
All right.
You know?
Octoroon. All right, Chuck. After today, we're not going to be talking much about The Rock at all.
Hey, Ope, I got to give it to you, man. You grew some balls overnight, man. You calling The Rock a pussy and everything.
Yeah, let's see him walk through the door.
Yeah, but I preface it by saying, look, I would say this to him, and he's more than welcome to come in, and we'll confront him again.
You know what? Screw The Rock, man. You know what I'm saying? I can say that because I'm miles away. So you know what? If you got any problems with him, screw The Rock. You know, who the hell is The Rock?
All right, it was just ugly yesterday.
Nah, you guys, you did the right thing. Truthfully, after listening to it again, you really didn't pussy out because he was a guest in your house. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you guys were treating him that way. You were treating him like you were trying to be polite. You were trying to but I got to say, you did stand your ground because you went, look, dude, I'm going to tell you man to man. We don't know anything about that, but, you know, we stand behind this guy, and we know that he wouldn't put anything like that on the site. And then Sick Boy was like, hey, I don't know anything about it. What more could he want? You know what I mean? Truthfully.
And honestly, I don't care how big he is. He's no man in my eyes anymore. Because, I mean, after the show or his segment, he had every opportunity to really discuss the issue if he really felt like it. And he walked away like a crybaby.
And on top of that,
without even saying bye after we, like, I don't care. I know you're going to start the train, you ass. But let me make my point.
Hey, look. Apologize. Screw him.
Well, what pisses me off is, like, you know, he walked away like a crybaby, like I said. Let me just finish this, you ass. I knew Ant was going to do this to me. And I don't blame him because it's enough already. But, after...
There you go.
After promoting his appearance and his book for 50, 55 minutes, you know what I mean?
Right. Hey, I don't hear a train coming, do I?
Chuck, I'm trying to save your life. Get off the tracks. I'll take it for the team. Get off!
Is this a rebroadcast of yesterday's show? Is that what that was?
Did we lose Chuck for good? Bob.
Hey, how's it going, O.A.?
All right.
I'm speeding away from Huntington. I'm a mowing half-breed.
You're speeding away from Huntington. Why?
They started giving out tickets for people. They had too many people waiting there.
Oh, really?
They couldn't fit him, his ego, and his man boobs.
All right.
Yeah, we did learn The Rock had liposuction on his boobs. We learned that yesterday.
We did.
That was my, that's the rumor I was happy to hear about. That's why I wore the shirt for a year.
All right, Bob.
All right, Rock sucks. You guys rule.
Thanks. All right, let's thank Christy Johnson for coming by.
Thank you.
You can check out our pictures on the website.
Yes.
The unofficial website, Anthony, foundrymusic.com. That'll be later tonight. And, of course, at rouse.com, www.rouze.com. Thank you, Christy.
Yes.
And where's... she just went to wipe off her mouth?
I got her good.
All right. And what was her name again?
Nicole.
We got to thank Nicole for coming in and being a quick lesbian for a day. Right, Ant?
Doing a great job.
She'll be back next Friday with another chick.
Yeah, I think we got like three or four girls coming down next Friday, so...
So we're really going to do up the lesbian couch next
right.
week. Nicole, thank you.
You're welcome.
You have any plugs or anything? You want to plug anything?
No.
Okay, she's all right. All right, thanks for stopping by, all right? We're going to take a quick musical break. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
But a great week of radio, Anthony.
Absolutely.
Still to come on today's show... Bit of the week, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Stick around for that. It's Soundgarden. Outshine. 1027 WNEW.
Okay, Anthony. We punish ignorance.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Craig from Waltham.
Hey, Craig, guess what?
Oh, did I win?
You are the 107th caller.
No, no way. Did I? Damn it, I won. What? No way. You're kidding, right?
107th.
Oh, wow.
107th caller. Congratulations.
100 grand. Oh, my God.
You just won 100 grand, bro.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know what I'm going to do with that?
What are you going to do with the 100 grand?
Man, the first thing, I have this old... Oh, I cannot... Jeez. I got to
calm... Calm down. Calm yourself.
I am the winner. I'm the winner!
Well, what are you going to do with 100 grand?
I got this... I got this box for a truck. I've got to get a new one. A new...
Wait, dude. How are you going to do that with the candy bar?
What?
How are you going to do that with a candy bar? We just gave you a 100 grand candy bar.
What do you mean?
We gave away 100 grand. It's a candy bar, bro. Congratulations.
What?
You just won a candy bar.
Hey, what the f*** you been... I've been listening to f***ing radio... For like 3 hours, man. You said 100 grand.
Yeah, 100 grand. We gave you a candy
bar.
Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of douchebags. Hey,
congratulations, man.
Uh-oh.
He was pissed.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yes, people losing weight with Stacker 2 all the time, Opie. You remember during the summer when they were with us? And we got calls from a bunch of people that lost a lot of weight. They're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Especially after the holidays. Perfect timing, guys.
Yeah, you've stuffed your gourd. Now you're all fat. You got to lose the weight. What are you going to do? Stacker 2, world's strongest fat burner. And it also gives you a boost of energy if you're feeling sluggish through the day. And, damn, what's that third one? Cuts down on the craving to snack.
Very good.
Oh, wow, I almost forgot it again.
Which all adds up to what, Anthony?
Losing weight.
Bravo.
Yes.
Check out Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, at www.stacker2.com. That's stacker2.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-LIGHTLINE, Anthony. 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Thousands have proven it works. Give them a call. 1-800-LIGHTLINE. 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
Rocking through this FU Friday.
Yes.
We got to welcome Seton Hall basketball to the program, Anthony.
We do.
Big fans of the radio show.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a lot with those guys in the next month or two. I believe we're going to have a trip to the Final Four that we're going to give away in the near future. So, keep listening to us for details. But right now, what I can do for our faithful listeners is give away a pair of tickets to see the Seton Hall Pirates versus Miami Tuesday night at the Continental Arena. Tickets available through Ticketmaster, but we do have a pair of tickets with your name on it. If you're the 10th caller at 212-757-1027, Spaz will get that winner, okay? A couple more things we got to do on the show here. What are you laughing at?
Somebody sent one of these things, you know, one of those bulk email things that usually aren't funny.
Mm-hmm.
And there were kind of a couple of funny things. 17 ways women fail in bed.
All right.
Robots. When wah-wah on a guy's wah-wah, meh. Just get on the end of the thing and jam your head back and forth. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Well, and everyone talking about John Rocker.
Yeah.
So we got to break out the tune that Air Sick Productions did for us. We didn't think we'd ever have to play this again now that, you know, the Braves and baseball's behind us. But with all the...
He's such a big tool that he's still in the news.
That we can play the song again. So yeah. Here it goes from the guys from airsick.net. Check it out.
Inbreeding is his way of life. Remember the way we
it goes from the guys at airsick.net, Anthony.
That's a great little tune they put that to.
Well, you know, that leads up to Bit of the Week. We might as well blow out Bit of the Week now.
All right.
Ricky Martin was in the paper this week, and man, did we go off, huh?
Picture him with his little blonde hair sitting on the beach with a guy pal.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go back to the tape.
All right, Bit of the Week?
Bit of the Week, hands down, voted by you, our faithful listeners, okay?
All right.
Check it out. The gays, we'll get into Ricky Martin in a little bit.
Literally?
Seems like everyone else has.
With his new head of one hair.
Yeah, flaming homo, hair of shocking white.
She's
what? Some problems with the story.
Do you?
Yeah, I was reading it. I'm thinking,
red flag.
Well, there's a few red flags here. Now, before we start this, we have no idea whether or not Ricky Martin pounds nails.
I have no idea his sexual persuasion, but we can speculate whatever we please.
We have no clue. He's like a robin and likes to pull worms out of the ground. No idea.
No.
So let's say that right off the top here.
Well, it seems Ricky Martin spent New Year's Day in Miami Beach.
Okay, that's the first red flag.
Okay. Okay, he's in Miami Beach, and
I'm going to count the red flags.
All right.
Miami Beach, New Year's Eve, one.
Looking like Goldilocks.
He bleached his hair. Bleached his hair.
It's white. It's not bleached.
How many of your pals do you know, Ant?
It's the new bleach in the pump dispenser.
Okay. How many of your pals bleached their hair?
Oh, my God. Let's see. There was
none. All right. So that's two.
Yeah. He dyed his hair. People are saying, his representative, his little rep people, He dyed his hair just before Christmas, just for fun.
For a goof. You're now gigging.
Yeah, that's what I do for a goof.
You do that.
Sure.
For fun.
For fun, why not? You don't maybe, I don't know, pop in a PlayStation game up?
Or bang a broad?
Bang a broad. You know, some fun. Maybe go out for a few drinks.
When I'm thinking fun, I'm thinking banging broad.
Sure.
Not dyeing my hair blonde.
Not going to the salon or the little hair care place and having somebody bleach your hair.
Right.
Blonde. For fun. So
and
for fun.
In Miami Beach.
All right, let's see. He'd been on a 2-week trip with two friends to India. All right, well, we don't know who these two friends are.
Well, they went to India?
That's what it said.
That's a surprise because they don't eat meat in India.
Well, those three do.
Oh.
So that's three red flags?
Three, yeah.
Okay.
Returned to the United States. He had to spend New Year's Eve in Miami. And I think the jet ski was a Christmas present from someone. So they'd been jet skiing.
They. All right, this
a
is...
A buddy? Let's see. Ricky Martin, accompanied by a buddy and his pet Labrador, sunned themselves...
Hey, wait, I gotta stop you. How long have I known you?
Oh, my God, years now.
How many times have we gone sunning together?
Jeez, can I have a moment to count the amount of times we've spent sunning?
Sunning.
Do you call up your buddy and say, hey, Joe, you want to go sunning? Want to do some sunning?
Sunning.
No.
No.
No, we have never sunned.
All right.
That's
they
four
were
red flags. Sunning themselves before and listen closely to the way this is phrased. Before jumping on a jet ski to tool around the bay.
Okay, listen. That's five red flags. Now, Ant?
Yes.
Once again, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long time.
Uh-huh.
You love jet skiing.
Opie, I owned my own Sea-Doo watercraft, personal watercraft. The two-seat version, you know?
Sure.
The one with the big seat where somebody can sit on the back.
Right.
If they damn well please.
Correct.
Yeah.
How many times have we gone jet skiing on the same jet ski together?
Never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever.
Ever. Never, ever.
Never.
Ever, never. Ever, never.
First of all, what are you gonna hold on to?
Right.
Like the whole gag when you get a girl on the back is there's a handle up front.
Right.
You know? Hold on tight. I'm gonna jump some waves over here. You better hold on.
Sure.
I'm gonna try to blow your bikini top off when I go through this boat wake. You know? Little tricks I just couldn't imagine playing on the Opster, hanging on the back of the jet ski. You know what I mean? It just wasn't going to happen.
Sharing a jet ski.
A jet ski with his buddy. And from the looks, I don't know. They could not have found a more gay picture of this man to put in the Daily News.
Know what's funny about that whole picture, too? Let me take a look. They're having, like, some kind of little fight, too.
It's like a little moment or something, because he seems a little miffed.
Yeah, like Ricky with his, like, cute little blonde hair.
I want to ride the jet ski next, and you sit in the back.
He's pouting, and his friend is kind of, like, behind him, kind of, like, talking to him.
Trying to smooth things over.
And when I'm bummed about the radio show, will we ever find a picture of us like that in the paper?
I don't think that you could ever find a moment like that
right.
With us.
Never.
You're bummed about the show, I'm like, well, I'll go down and get some beer.
Right.
Problem solved. We feel much better about things.
Sure.
No. Let's get Ricky's all pouty. I want to drive. You're always driving. Yeah.
Woo!
Sensation.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Now the abuse is coming in here.
Scott, what's going on?
I'm thinking Sandy's loving you now because you must look exactly like Ricky Martin now.
Well, if you remember the time Jon Stewart came in, there was a whole controversy how Sandy wanted you to get a Ricky Martin hairdo.
Right.
I guess he heard it. And well, you can't tell what his hairstyle is like in this because it's been puffed back from the jet ski.
From the jizz.
From the
So actually, what are we saying about Opie now if he has that bleach blonde hair?
Opie doesn't have bleach blonde hair.
And I didn't have a choice. This is what I was born with. When you start dyeing your hair, bleach blonde.
It's for fun.
Well,
I
saw you in the Raw magazine. I figured with a little bleach, you could be a baloney smuggler like Ricky.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm just busting you.
All right, Scott.
Hey, Don, you're a gay guy?
Yeah.
All right, what's the problem?
I'm wondering why you guys are so homophobic. What does it matter if Ricky Martin's gay?
I'll tell you why it matters. Why isn't he singing songs about guys? Yeah.
Because then his career would be over.
We can't talk about it, but him being silent is fine? He's goofing.
I'm
offended he's singing about banging chicks.
It's because he has to.
No,
I don't. Career.
I don't care that he's gay, but
you guys are ranking on him because he's gay. If you think he's gay,
I'm more ranking on him that he's and we don't know for sure, but I'm ranking on the fact that he's singing about girls, and it seems like he doesn't really know much about women.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a problem with that. Yes.
Who's going to buy his records if they know he's singing to guys?
Oh, all you gay guys will be so happy that he came out of the closet if he is gay.
Well, I haven't even bought his record. I don't like his music. He's a nice-looking guy. You have to at least...
Don, honestly, if he is gay, I feel sorry for him, I mean, could you see Ant and I, we want to make it so bad that we're going to sing, if it was popular to sing about guys, all of a sudden we put a record out singing about guys because that's the only way we could, make it? Screw that!
Well, I understand, but it just seems like you're ranking on the poor guy. He's in a tough situation. He's probably got managers and PR people telling him.
I'm laughing. He's got the worst of both worlds is what he's got. He's probably so happy. You put the camera in front of this guy's face. He flashes that big smile. He's talking about how great everything is, how wonderful. And he's probably miserable.
Because
he can't get the hot beef injection in public because he's got to make it like he likes chicks. And all those crazy Puerto Rican girls jumping around loving him. Ricky, Ricky, come to me. Ricky. They all interview him. When it comes to the garden and stuff, they get the cameras down there by the police lines. Ricky, I just want to say I love you. And please, if you would just come to me, I would be the best thing you ever had. Ricky, please come to me. Ricky, I love you. I love you. I would love you. I would give you loving like you never had. Yeah, you would. You don't have a penis. Wouldn't be loving like he's never had.
But people like you make it hard. You foster this hatred of
him. People like us don't make it hard, but this guy in the picture looks like he might. All right, come on. All right, enough.
Do you guys have any gay friends?
Honestly, let me think about that. Gay friends? I don't think so.
I had a homo friend. We talked about that.
I wouldn't have a problem having a gay friend. I have a problem with people being fake.
It's not being fake.
It is.
It's having to hide. In Germany, you had to hide you were a Jew.
Well, it's not worth it.
Well, that's
wants to be that famous that he's going to hide and sing about women.
If you were gay, or one of you were gay, would you be out on the radio and be Gay Anthony and Straight Opie?
Yes. Hi, it's the Gay Anthony Show with Opie.
You honestly believe Opie
and Gay Anthony.
Well, you're on to us. That's why we take so much time off. We're too busy. We can't get out of the bedroom.
No, I'm not saying.
Yeah, I'd be out because I'd be banging guys all the night.
Talking about it.
You know you'd be biting a pillow. I'd be pulling your hair, Don.
I don't think so. You're not my type.
Your type. What's your type? Anything with a schween.
See, you guys are crazy.
Oh, come on. We talk about stereotypes and everything else, and then we get to a stereotype that gay guys will screw anything, and you go crazy.
Well, straight guys will screw anything, too.
Hallelujah. Guys, but a straight guy has to find a girl. There's the trick. There's the trick, Don. A straight guy has to find a girl. You gay guys, you bump into each other. It's like, hey, you want to screw? Okay. Why not?
Whether he's gay or straight, he has, you know, he's horny.
What was yeah, but then you're bumping into another guy who's horny. That's why I'm saying gay guys probably have more sex than straight guys.
And Don, when was the last time you got a piece?
I have a steady relationship for 8.5 years.
Well, congratulations.
And when was the last time you boned?
Saturday.
Pitcher? Catcher?
Yeah, what do you do? Both?
Little of both.
Little of both, huh?
It's the best of both worlds. You shouldn't limit yourself to one or the other.
Best of both worlds, Uranus and Uranus. Those are the only worlds involved there.
Come on, guys.
What? You don't think it's funny to... you know something? You gay guys got to figure this out.
Figure what out?
Just because we think it's funny and stuff doesn't mean we hate you and we're on the road to bashing and stuff like that. But you got to admit, to a straight guy, gay sex is the funniest damn thing ever. Right. Just like, I mean, man ass.
Yeah, how do you look at man ass and go, wow, I want a piece of that.
I need some of that.
That's gay.
Hey, Don,
trust me, there are some women, yeah, you're right.
I'll agree with you, but I mean. But you, you're like rolling a guy over and looking at that big hairy thing is is better than a woman's snatch?
It's what you are. I mean, I didn't ask to be this way. It's just that I am.
You didn't ask what?
I didn't ask to be this way. It's what I was.
When did you know?
When I was 18.
Yeah,
18. That's when I finally admitted it.
But, I mean, you could look at it like, I really need to understand this, okay? You're at the gym, let's say. You're in the shower, and there's a guy next to you with the hairiest of asses. You honestly get turned on by that?
I don't Wolfman like guys. There's all different kinds of guys.
Oh, he likes the hairless.
Girls. Most not hairless.
I think most guys have a hairy.
Get out of here.
Plus, I've been with the same person for 8.5 years, so I haven't seen one, really.
8.5 years, huh?
Yeah. How long have you been together with your partner?
Oh, too long.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You goof on everybody, but it just seems like you get these calls from these idiots that listen to you. Some of them that are idiots, and they just want to take what you say and then use that as an excuse to hate gay people and bash them.
Oh, hate! See, it's not hate. You're mistaken.
You're a faithful listener to the show. You don't hear the hate in our voices. I'm sorry.
Don't hate gay people. Think it's some funny ass crap though. Think it's some funny stuff though.
It's real. We're very real on this radio show. We're not going to fake it.
I know you're real.
All right.
And I'm saying some of your listeners interpret what you're saying and use that as an excuse to hate.
Well, we can't worry.
Opie and Anthony are making fun of them. They must be all right. Let's go beat up a few fags.
All right. I have an announcement. Opie and Anthony love gay people.
Yes. We're coming out. We're gay. Gay and loving it, Don.
You guys are funny. I like you guys. I listen to you every day, but...
We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us.
Welcome both of you to the gay community.
Thank you. With open legs, we welcome you. Thank you, Don.
All right, guys.
Here's the traditional gay greeting.
Yeah.
Tommy from Staten Island says gay guys don't have hairy asses because the friction of the other fag's stomach rubbing on it makes it disappear. Is that true, Don?
That could be true. Some guys shave their asses.
Go shave your ass.
All right. Well, thank you, Don.
All right, you guys suck.
No. You suck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the setup. I needed one today. All right.
Can we see your stuff? My pants down.
see your stuff?
Like we said, kids, fart equals funny. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 8 or in your 30s. It doesn't matter. Fart equals funny. If it's